Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. Citing what he calls very good and productive conversations with Iran, President Trump is extending his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump says the U.S. will hold off attacking Iranian power plants for 5 days. The president says the diplomatic talks with Iran could yield a complete and total resolution of the war. However, he adds the suspension of his threat to attack energy infrastructure is subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and discussions. Hundreds of immigration officers are being deployed to U.S. airports to help with security.
The expanded role for immigration officers comes as TSA screeners have worked more than a month without paychecks because of a budget impasse in Congress. In recent days, travelers have waited many hours in airport security lines. The president's decision is drawing concerns that the agent's presence may escalate tensions. Border Czar Tom Homan is leading the new airport security effort and says the plan is a work in progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A pilot and co-pilot are dead after a runway collision between a plane and an emergency vehicle at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
An Air Canada regional jet struck a fire truck on the runway of New York City's LaGuardia Airport late Sunday night. Authorities and photos of the wreckage revealed the impact of the collision crushed the front nose of the plane. Jazz Aviation Flight, operating on behalf of Air Canada, says the plane had 72 passengers and 4 crew members on board. The flight originated from Montreal Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says LaGuardia Airport is currently closed, at least 39 people injured in that crash. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures are up 897 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 439. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Baltimore's Christopher Columbus statue has a new home after it was toppled from a pedestal near the Inner Harbor during the George Floyd protest in 2020. According to the Baltimore Banner, the statue has been installed in a plaza outside of the Dwight D. Eisenhower Executive Office Building on 17th Street in Northwest D.C. Italian-American Organizations United owns the statue and has agreed to loan it to the Trump administration through an agreement with the National Park Service. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation has announced traffic and parking modifications for the Orioles opening day at Camden Yards. The O's will take on the Minnesota Twins on Thursday afternoon, and there will be street and lane closures around the ballpark, including Utah Street, Camden Street, at Washington Boulevard as well. And there will be parking restrictions in place beginning at 10 a.m. Thursday. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
52 teams gone, 16 remain as the NCAA men's basketball tournament reaches the Sweet 16. All the top seeds advance, except for one.
Here we go. 8.9 to play. Sturge with the catch. Sturge, bounce pass to the corner. Fulgaris for three. Oh!
Tom McCarthy had the call on CBS. Alvaro Fulgaris, a corner three, sends number 9 seed Iowa over number 1 Florida. 73-72 the final, and on to the Sweet 16. It's Iowa's first appearance in that round in 27 years. A lot of questions surrounding Colton Cowser as an everyday center fielder for the Birds, especially coming off the season he had at the plate a year ago. Yesterday against the Nats, however, a different story.
Holy smokes, that ball is slugged. Colton Cowser demolishes a ball to the back of the flag court. Well, it's not opening day yet, but bottle that thing up.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a 455-foot bomb by the Milkman. Yeah, it's still spring training, but hey, it's still nice to see. As the Birds club 3 home runs and get 5 1/3 of shutout ball from Kyle Bradish. 8-1 the final over the Nats. Coming up in 30 minutes, another milestone for Alex Ovechkin and disappointment for Dean Kramer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
WCBM News Time 907. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 in Westminster, 56 in Easton, and 54 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Man, oh man, as Sean Casey just mentioned, the weather was beautiful yesterday. It was gorgeous. If you're in the Baltimore region, hopefully you got to enjoy it. I know my little Olivia enjoyed it. You know what? A little recap, because on Friday I was worried about her first big field trip at school, and I will tell you, she safely made it back home. I stressed out for no reason whatsoever. She knew that I was stressed out, so of course she gets back and says, Mommy, you gotta chill, is what she's I gotta chill, my 9-year-old says. But I'm happy that she's back. And, of course, I'm happy to be back here at WCBM on a good Monday morning. Don't forget, Kim Plasic Live is every 9 a.m. to 12 noon every Monday through Friday. So please make sure you join us. I know that you have options, so I'm happy that you're here. Lots of breaking news already this morning. In case you missed it, overnight at 11:40 p.m., there was a plane crash at LaGuardia Airport there in New York. We're going to get to those details in just a little bit. But this is on top of already breaking news from airports across the country. I was actually going to start out the show already talking about some of the changes going on at BWI. Those changes are also happening in Atlanta. Like I said, so many airports across the country. And that is because Democrats do not want to fund DHS, which funds TSA. So we'll get into that in just a bit. I also have some sound for you from CNN over the weekend with Tom Homan speaking to Dana Bash about the changes. Also at 9:35 a.m., of course, we'll talk to Doug at Kathy Schlage, Doug and Ryan Araki, our first eye on Annapolis. They'll talk to us about what's going on this week. I believe today is crossover day. All right. Today is, yes, I'm for sure. I'm 100% sure. Today is crossover day in Annapolis. So we'll talk to them about that. Also, I wanted to talk about HHS and how they're investigating 13 states forcing insurers to cover abortion. Can you guess if Maryland is one of those 13 states? Can you guess? All right, we're going to talk about that for sure. Also, there was a road rage incident on Friday. As I was wrapping up here, you know, kind of leaving for the day, and I had already gotten off air, but I heard, you know, as I was listening to Maggie Hunter, I'm hearing, and I'm like, wait a minute, there was another road rage incident that ended in gunfire. So we're going to talk about that again. That was on Friday, so, you know, not as current as some of our other stories, but I do want to talk about it because you're seeing these road rage incidents that are escalating to gunfire often. How did we get here? How did we get here? We'll talk about that. Also, Baltimore vacant homes, they're continuing to sit across Baltimore City. We've got about, I think, 14,000 vacant homes currently. And this is something I've talked about in the past. And I say the past, I mean way back when, like even before I ran for Congress in 2020. If you didn't know, I was running a nonprofit in Baltimore City from 2014 to about 2020 because I dissolved it as I was running for Congress. But Potential Me is the name of the nonprofit. And we were helping women get into the workforce, whether it's out of rehabilitation, incarceration, you name it. We were getting them in the workforce. Well, it was interesting because a lot of the areas in which we served these women, we were in neighborhoods with vacant homes. And so when you look at some of these vacant homes, you notice that some of them have been sitting for possibly a decade, two decades, right? You got huge trees growing in the middle of these homes. And when you talk to people, and even those that do kind of like the flipping, they'll tell you that trying to get a permit, trying to work with the city is always an obstacle. And so I do have some sound because Fox 45 caught up with the gentleman that has been trying to flip a vacant home in Baltimore for three freaking years. Okay, now it should not take that long. And I'm going to follow this up, you know, with the fact that you've got a lot of immigrants today opening up smoke shops. And now you've got Council President Zeke Cohen and Councilman Glover. They're talking about the fact that they don't want these smoke shops popping up in all these neighborhoods because they're a problem. Yet the smoke shops, you know, they can be erected overnight. Trying to flip a vacant home in Baltimore City, and you're just a single person trying to flip one home at a time, you are going to have major issues. And we're going to get into why that is, or at least my opinion on why that is. And I want you to weigh in as well. That's going to happen at 11 o'clock hour. Also, we're going to talk about the replica of the Columbus statue being placed at the White House. Yes, you remember what happened in Baltimore. Our friend Delegate Nino Mangione was out there when you had the riots and people acting crazy, trying to rewrite history in Baltimore. And they threw our Columbus statue right off of the street there into the Inner Harbor in Baltimore City. And of course, if you could imagine, many of the Italians and many people in general were very highly upset about it. You know, it was interesting because Speaker Nancy Pelosi, it was her father, along with Mayor Donald Schaefer, they're the ones that got that statue up there in the Little Italy area. And meanwhile, she said nothing at the time. She said nothing about it. And if you go back to the pictures, you can actually see Nancy Pelosi there on the unveiling of the statue. She's actually there, standing there as a little girl. It's like, and this is a big deal. This was a big deal for her family. And she said absolutely nothing as they threw it off into the water. Nancy, get it together, honey. Blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. Anyways, we'll talk about that as well. Let's get right into what's going on here with the airports. Of course, like I said, a lot going on at LaGuardia Airport this morning. And if you most likely heard, right now, they're not opening LaGuardia Airport until 2 p.m. So I made a little video before I jumped on air this morning. And I said, look, if you are planning to fly to the Northeast, might I suggest you wait till tomorrow, okay? If it isn't urgent. Because now you have a situation where, of course, LaGuardia is closed until 2 p.m., and we'll get into the details there. But not only that, you know, you've got a situation where there are many airports, including BWI, I'm sure LaGuardia and others, that are having issues because TSA agents have not been paid since Valentine's Day. All right? So many of them are calling out. And look, I don't blame them. Do you blame them? No. Especially as high as gas is right now, I would say, look, I can't come to work. Hey, boss, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't fill up my tank. I can't do it. And you know what's so interesting, too, because, you know, way back when we found out that, and this is right after the 2024 elections, we found out that many people, even those with decent salary jobs, many people are living paycheck to paycheck. So have not been paid since Valentine's Day. I can't even imagine what that is like when you're putting on top of it the costs that are completely through the roof because of inflation, whether it's groceries, whether it's, you know, if you're paying rent or mortgage, high electricity bills. Like, I can't even imagine what it's like right now. I can't imagine. And so now you have these individuals that are not being paid because, you know, of what's going on. And it's a shame. It really is a shame. But not only that, you know, a lot of this could be solved if you just had Democrats wanting to work alongside Republicans and more specifically, President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump. You know, all of this is because you got Senator Chuck Schumer and Democrats, you know, even those here in the state of Maryland that believe that they don't want to fund ICE and DHS and all this stuff and all this jazz because they want basically ICE to be to collapse. They want to abolish ICE. Meanwhile, as you guys all know, I'm not telling you anything new, ICE is still being funded. And unfortunately, TSA agents and many that work, whether it's with the Coast Guard, you know, DHS in general, they are not receiving their paychecks. Now, I know we had somebody call the show, I guess that was 2 weeks ago, to let us know how upset he was. I think he lives in Catonsville, working at BWI Airport. So it's a shame. It's truly a shame. I do want to read this, and this is a lot of breaking news. Obviously, everything's being updated by hour. But this, you know, 8 hours ago, they said at that time, at least 70 people had been injured following a collision involving a plane and a fire truck at LaGuardia Airport in New York. Officials at the on-site have confirmed that two individuals have been pronounced dead at the scene. Now, this plane came in, it's Air Canada, came in from Canada, and two pilots are deceased. We know that for a fact. We're also getting updates on the injured. As I was just sitting here with Sean Casey for Casey and Company, I said that I believe they said 40 people were injured. Right now, it's 39 people injured. If you got that latest number from Maggie Hunter, 39 people injured, some of them in critical condition. Now, if you see the videos, if you've seen any of the photos of this Air Canada flight, you will see that the very front end of it, I mean, completely dropped out. And apparently, you know, what we're hearing so far is that Air Canada plane collided with the fire truck on the runway, which, of course, killed the pilot and the co-pilot and injuring others. Now, we're told at this moment, and this is always hard with breaking news, but we're told at this moment that the fire truck was given the go-ahead to cross on the runway, which is, again, interesting. And I, you know, talking about this to a couple people on the way to work this morning, you know, did the fire truck not have their lights on? Why were they out there? Like, I've got a lot of questions. Of course, hopefully we'll wait for answers. Just so you know, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, he did post on social media about maybe 20 minutes ago that he was headed to LaGuardia. And so, you know, we'll wait for the news conference, I'm sure, to get more updates here and more information. But it's just, it's so sad, number one. Number two, I do have questions. You know, is it the fact that Democrats don't want to fund TSA? I mean, do they have everybody working in the towers? Right? These are the questions that you have now. Is it because of what's going on at Capitol Hill and all the foolishness? Is that why you had this accident at LaGuardia Airport? Again, I'm just asking the question. Because this seems very, to me, not just tragic, but also very irresponsible. Who gave the go-ahead to the fire truck? You know what I mean? And obviously, it sounds like there was mixed messages, mixed signals. Like I said, we'll wait for the final confirmation from the press conference. But this sounds like a serious problem where it was like, all right, they were giving one direction, right, the fire truck, and then you've got the pilots coming in as they would at any point in time. They're scheduled to come in. They're scheduled to land. And so if this landing is scheduled like everything else, and you've got the towers that are they're talking to this, you know, to the pilot and co-pilot, who on earth is talking to the fire truck? Who's talking to the engine? And who gave them the go-ahead? Do they have enough people? So anyways, we got a lot of questions. We got a lot of questions. Condolences to the families, to all of those involved. I'm wishing a speedy recovery to those that were on the flight. But it makes you wonder, it makes you think whether or not this has to do, again, with the funding. Are they short-staffed in LaGuardia right now? We don't know. We don't know. The good thing is, the good news is, this entire situation is because Democrats want to basically, you know, have this tamper tantrum because they're not in control, right? They don't have the majority. And so this is what they're doing, is they're trying to hold up funding so that they can have some kind of control of the situation. Like I said, the good news is Sean Duffy's on his way, and the Trump administration will get to the bottom of it. And so if I were a Democrat on Capitol Hill today, I would be shaking in my boots. I would be wondering whether or not I am responsible for the death of two pilots and the injuries here for 39 people. So we'll continue to wait and see. We'll try to get some more details as the show goes on today. Of course, I'm here until 12 o'clock noon. So hopefully we'll have some more details as the day goes on. But coming up next, I do want to talk about what Tom Holman discussed on CNN over the weekend as far as ICE agents stepping in for the staffing gaps that you have at airports right now. I saw that they're already on the ground there at Atlanta Airport. If you've ever been to Atlanta Airport, it's already a mess. It's a mess. What, it really is. I've got clear, okay? And let me tell you what, in Atlanta, you might as well not have it. You might not as well have clear. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that. We'll get into that when we get back from the break. Right now, it's Monday morning, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we got our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm doing well. We had a beautiful day yesterday, Tim, so I'm still in a great mood.
Well, we talked about that last Friday. Friday morning, kind of hoping and praying we get some sunshine, some better weather, and you know, we had some of that on Saturday, and then yesterday was amazing, right?
I
mean, felt like summer out there. So hopefully you had a good weekend, right?
Yes, I did. Hopefully you did too.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. So with that being said, hey, look, let's continue the positive vibes, if you will. Maybe not with the warm weather and sunshine today, but maybe the warmer weather brought some positive vibes for the overall economy and the market, because right now we're getting obviously some positive feedback from the announcement from President Trump that came kind of entering into, you know, this tension, this war with Iran and Israel entering its fifth week. And over the weekend, you know, we had some of the de-escalation, if you will, of these tensions, and futures are reacting very positively to this comment from President Donald Trump, who mentioned that the U.S. and Iran have had some talks, making, you know, some progress, and that we would be, meaning we as in the U.S., would be halting strikes on some of the Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure, Kim, overseas, which certainly is giving investors maybe a sigh of relief when we look at, you know, the markets overall. I mean, last week, markets were down on Friday after we talked Friday morning, Kim. Dow was down almost 1%, 0.96%. To be exact, S&P was off 1.5%, NASDAQ down over 2%, and the Russell 2000 also down over 2.25%, capping off a very tumultuous week where the Dow was down for the week over 2%, S&P down 1.9%, NASDAQ down over 2%, Kim, and the Russell 2000 down 1.68%. And so last week, the major indices were down for the fourth straight week, notably big technology stocks, again, kind of leading the downward spiral, if you will, in the overall markets. I mean, Tesla was probably the most notable laggard, down over 5.9%, but we had other underperforming sectors last week. So, again, I think we get sick and tired of seeing, really, Kim, you know, the markets continue just to fall apart week after week. Like I said, four straight weeks now. And so, you know, the Iran conflict, all the oil implications, dominating headlines, of course. And with that, you know, West Texas Intermediate with the positive, you know, announcement over the weekend. So oil now prices have fallen more than 9% to around $89 a barrel. Brent oil also declining about 9%, Kim, to $101 a barrel. So as I said, we're getting that, you know, sign of maybe things are starting to come to, you know, reasonable, you know, discussions and you know, cooler heads will prevail perhaps. But the Dow futures are up a whopping 856 points. Yes, I just said that. 856 points for the Dow Jones average pre-market. S&P 500 up 117 points pre-market. And again, the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index, Kim, up 453 points here pre-market. Again, based on the fact that there have been some discussions, some positive conversations or productive conversations between the U.S. and Iran over the weekend. And again, kind of bringing, at least for near term, a halt to some of these strikes. And maybe we'll get, you know, a positive week, not just one day today, Kim, but maybe this will lead to some good things for the remainder of the week and moving forward for the market. So there we have it for this morning's morning market flash, Kim. Again, hopefully get some warmer weather this week. Look forward to rejoining you Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The news and sports you want, timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
From Tim Herb. We'll check back in with him on Wednesday. Before the break, we were talking about, obviously, the unfortunate accident at LaGuardia Airport. If you haven't heard, LaGuardia Airport is apparently closed until 2 p.m. today, and then they'll make a decision at that point in time. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's on his way to New York. He's got a lot going on today because not only do you have that crash between the fire truck and the Air Canada plane, you also have TSA agents calling out from airports all over the country. And now ICE agents are showing up in their place. Tom Homan was on CNN over the weekend to talk to Dana Bash about it. Take a listen.
Put together a plan today and we'll execute tomorrow.
Okay, so there are a lot of questions here. First of all, are ICE agents even remotely trained to handle security at airports?
ICE agents receive high-level training. And, you know, the ICE agents are assigned at many airports across the country already. They do a lot of investigation, criminal investigation on smuggling at airports. But, you know, you got TSA agents covering exits, you know, people that enter through the exits. You know, certainly a highly trained ICE law enforcement officer can cover an exit, makes people don't go through those exits, enter the airport through the exits. And that stuff like that relieves that TSA officer to go to screening and to reduce those lines. So wherever we can provide extra security, I don't see an ICE agent looking at an x-ray machine because we're not trained in that. There are certain parts of security that TSA is doing that we can move them off those jobs and put them in the specialized jobs, help move those lines.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. So what you're saying is when you move ICE into airports, they are going to be just around the exits and the exteriors. They're not going to be helping people get through the lines and screening people's bags.
Those discussions are going on now. I'm not an expert at TSA, so that's why I'm talking to the TSA administrator and the ICE director, find out where we can fit in. We'll have a plan by the end of today where we're sending, what airports we're starting with and where we're sending them. But that's the discussion we're having right now. I ended the discussion to do the show, and I'll be back having the discussions when I finish. So it's a work in progress, but we will be at the airports tomorrow.
And that's Tom Homan on CNN speaking of Dana Bash. This is really, it really grates my nerves, right? She's like, oh, wait, are ICE agents, are they trained to do what TSA agents do? Dana, did you ask the Democrats why we're in this position? How about you start there, right? Isn't this the Democrat Party? They always want to get to the root cause of everything. The root cause is because Democrats, like Senator Chuck Schumer and friends, decided that they didn't want to fund DHS. So now Tom Homan and the administration is doing everything they possibly can at airports. Why? Because of national security reasons. But Dana Bash, I know you can call Chuck Schumer and have him come in and ask him why he decided that they were going to play this game and not fund our TSA agents since February 14th. How about you start there? She's like, are they trained for this? Tom Holman has much more patience than I do. That's probably why he makes the big bucks. He's got the big job. I couldn't do it. I would say, ma'am, are you serious right now? Really? Let me tell you how we got here. All right. Speaking of which, let's talk about how we got where we are in Annapolis here in the state of Maryland. Coming up next, Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Citing what he calls very good and productive conversations with Iran, President Trump is extending his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump says the U.S. will hold off attacking Iranian power plants and other energy infrastructure for 5 days. The president says a diplomatic talks with Iran could yield a complete and total resolution of the war. Meanwhile, there were more attacks launched overnight against Israel. Hundreds of immigration officers are being deployed today to U.S. airports. They'll be helping with security as hundreds of TSA screeners have resigned after not getting paid. There was a pilot and a co-pilot killed at a runway collision late last night with New York's LaGuardia Airport, and stocks this morning opening sharply higher. This is SRN News.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Now Gold. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Final exhibition game for the O's today as they travel the Beltway to D.C. They'll take on the Nats at 1:05 this afternoon. Shane Boz will spin it for Baltimore one day after Kyle Bradish tuned up for the season.
Strike three with a high running two-seamer to James Wood. 97 for Bradish, who starts off this exhibition game in midseason form.
Indeed he did. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 5 1/3 shutout for the hard-throwing right-hander. 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. Birds belt 3 homers en route to an 8-1 win over the Nats. A sidebar, MLB.com ranking the top 10 lineups in Major League Baseball. Dodgers 1, Yankees 2, Blue Jays 4, Orioles 7. But the big news in these parts is the demotion of Dean Kramer to AAA.
It's important to us that we keep our starters lengthened out, up and running, and prepared to start because we've got a very long season ahead of us. And I'm positive that we're going to need more than 5. So this was the maneuver that we landed on after extensive discussion. So
Kramer had spent the last 4 seasons in Baltimore, winning 40 games for the Birds. Not spectacular, but certainly reliable. Manager Albernez on the conversation.
Every time you have these conversations with the players, it's tough. In Dean's case, absolutely. Dean handled it like a pro.
Meanwhile, former Terps head coach Kevin Willard, now Villanova's problem, with an in-game comment over the weekend that has gone viral.
I'm going to fire my staff because we...
Not now.
I am, because we've given up 8 points on underneath out of bounds defense. So the only thing I'm going to do is fire them and get a new staff.
Willard made the comment on CBS during Villanova's round one loss to Utah State. And finally, on the ice yesterday in D.C., Caps playoff chances dealt another blow by the Avalanche, but the D.C. crowd saw another milestone from Alex Ovechkin.
Michael for Hudson. Good look. Strome. And Ovechkin fires. He scores! Ovechkin on the power play. 1,000 goals combined, regular season and playoffs.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. 1K for the Great 8. Colorado would take it in overtime, 3-2, the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, how you feeling about them O's? And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking showers for your Monday morning. As these showers roll on out of here, the wind is going to pick up behind them, and we'll see temperatures that will be cooler heading into the afternoon. Much cooler conditions on Tuesday before those numbers rebound later this week, and looking pretty good for opening day coming up on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beal.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
And happy Monday to all of you. Right now it's time for First Eye in Annapolis with the Maryland House Freedom Caucus. Of course, every Monday morning at 9:35 a.m., we are blessed to be joined by Delegate Kathy Shalega and Delegate Ryan Araki. Real quick, right before we get into that, I just want to make sure you guys go to WCBM.com. Take part in the question of the day. Do you believe it is a good idea to staff unfunded TSA positions with ICE agents, yes or no? Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe it is a good idea to staff unfunded TSA positions with ICE agents? That is the question of the day. We'll talk about that more in the 11 o'clock hour. Let's get right into Annapolis. Good morning, Delegate Kathy Shalega and Delegate Ryan Araki.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Good morning. So, believe it or not, we had quite the conversation on Friday. And it's not something I usually talk about. I mean, I am a woman, so I know very well what goes on every month. But I didn't realize that men were also very well versed and needed such, I guess you could say, items in their bathrooms as well. Of course, I'm talking about the fact that we saw the bill introduced by Delegate Terry Hill that men need tampons in their bathrooms. Delegate Kathy Shalega, I had no idea.
Oh, it was crazy, Kim, crazy. You know, Ryan and Delegate Naraki and I are sitting next to each other on the floor. We saw this bill come up on the calendar, and we're like, what is going on here? They actually think that it's a good idea to put, quote, feminine hygiene products, but even worse, the bill says, quote, appropriately sized tampons, unquote, in the men's bathrooms. And then we're like, well, I mean, state-owned buildings, that's Raven Stadium and Oriole Park. What could go wrong, Kim? Imagine, you know, people who've had a couple beers going into the men's room, emptying out the tampon machine, and throwing tampons around at our fans.
It's unbelievable. And who determines what's an appropriate size? That's I've never even heard of that.
Kim,
I've done more research.
I'm like, I'm a woman. I've decades of this.
There are
never
a lot of
heard,
sizes,
quote, appropriately
sized. So we might have
to
have lots of different sizes in bathrooms all around the state of Maryland.
Yeah, no, that sounds wild. Well, I wanted to ask this as well, and, you know, maybe Doug and Ryan Araki maybe can help us out on this one. To start, it says it might cost us $400,000. First and foremost, you know, just so you know, Ryan, as far as I know, I haven't seen many dispensers in female bathrooms at all. You know, we kind of saw them way back when, but they haven't really brought them around. But even with this, this could cost taxpayers $500,000 just to begin this whole fiasco.
Yeah, I mean, I think that number is way underestimating it, Kim. I mean, as Delegate Shalega said, we're not only talking about Raven Stadium and Oriole Park, any state-owned public facility. We're also talking about BWI Airport. Last year, Kim, BWI Airport had almost 26 million passengers roll through that facility there. So there is no way that if we're talking about all the state's rest stops, all the state's parks, the cruise terminal, BWI Airport, the stadiums, that we're only talking about $400,000. I think we're talking about tens of millions of dollars to undertake an endeavor like this. I mean, can you imagine? There's going to be literally people coming from wherever around the world, loading up their suitcase to take it back to, you know, wherever they're going to on our taxpayer dime, getting all these, you know, products for free in the airport. It's absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd. I would love to see who would get that contract as well. I just wanted to also add, Delga Kathy Shalega, I travel a lot. I'm at BWI a lot. Of course, this is also a big topic this morning. But again, I haven't seen these dispensers in the women's restroom. So I guess I'm wondering, why is Delga Terry Hill, why is it so important to make sure they're in the men's restrooms even before the women's?
Well, right, because it's all about equality, Kim. Equality, because even in menstruating, men need equality. I don't know. It's just insanity. You know, it's bowing, that part of it is bowing to the transgender community because, you know, they somehow think that that would be a good idea. And Kim, I'm with you. Look, that, you know, free in the BWI airport? No. You know, but they should have some kind of feminine hygiene product machine in there. The problem is, as, you know, TMI here for people, how many times have you put a quarter in the machine and it's empty?
Right.
You know, you put a machine in there, you better make sure it's getting filled up. You know, that's appropriate. So there's some obsession in Annapolis with feminine hygiene products because the bill that came last week or the week before, they wanted to put free feminine hygiene products in the men's and women's bathrooms on all college campuses, public and private across the state.
Wow.
Well, we pointed out the stupidity of that, and we're like, why would they're already doing in the health center? Like,
right.
Go to the health center. This is reality, people. You know, we don't need a man telling us, you know, where to go get our feminine hygiene products. And so they did amend that bill to require every college, public, private, whatever, to have feminine hygiene products in the health center. They're already doing it. So, you know, that's another Seinfeld bill about nothing to make them feel good that, you know, their obsession with feminine hygiene products, they got a bill passed.
That's ridiculous. Go ahead.
Are you guys, wait a minute, I'm learning something here on the radio. Are you both telling me that a man can't have a baby? I didn't know that until just now. Thank you both for enlightening me on this.
Meanwhile, anybody knows about how babies are born and come about, it would be Delegate Ryan Araki because he's got a whole football team. So many beautiful kids. Oh, Delegate Araki, you got a couple bills, it looks like, coming up this week. And I also wanted to ask you guys about Crossover Day. I believe it's today. If you could explain to us how that works there in Annapolis.
Sure. So today is the day that bills have to go either from the House to the Senate or the Senate to the House, vice versa. This guarantees that they will at least have a shot of making their way all the way through the process and getting to the governor's desk and getting signed. We were in on Saturday, it's Crossover Saturday. We literally sat through hundreds of bills coming across the desk there on Saturday to keep moving things along. Some of them, you know, okay. Most of them not okay. But, you know, there were a few good ones. Myself, I had one come across on Saturday that should get out of the House today that would require public notice for any time that there's a big construction project on a state highway. Delga Chalega has one moving along as well that I think many of our listeners in Baltimore County might enjoy. There's one that would give the ability to have cocktails to go at restaurants and other establishments that already have liquor licenses. So we've got a couple bills moving as well in this process.
Nice. So, Doug and Kathy Schlager, are you telling me when I purchase a huge cocktail, say a margarita for $9, and I don't want to drink it all in one sitting, you're telling me I can take it to go if this bill passed?
Yes, absolutely, because you can cork your wine. But, you know, Das Beer Hall has some amazing crushes, but they're huge, huge. And, you know, Taco Love has incredible margaritas, so only if you're taking to-go food. So you're taking your food with you. You're picking up Friday night a great meal for your family, and you want to have a custom-made margarita. You can take that with you as well.
All right, and I wonder this might also help, like, you know, the Uber Eats or the Lyft drivers. I would think
no,
it does not.
We limited.
Okay.
We did that because we're worried about underage you know, crafty underage people getting a hold of cocktails to go. So we put that in to satisfy some concerns people had about that. So you have to actually go to the restaurant, you know, show your ID. You're legally taking home your cocktail. But Senator Carl Jackson passed the cross file out of the Senate last week or the week before. So it's a good move for restaurants and for the public who, you know, Friday nights, man, we're all exhausted.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I also wanted to ask you both, if I could. Doug and Rocky, I'll start with you. You know, of course, we're still getting a ton of calls about the energy crisis. I know we talked about this a little bit last week. Do we see any movement in doing something, whether it's in ending the Empower program or, you know, a better rebate situation? Do we see anything happening in Annapolis?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we have our you know, mega bill that the Democrats push forward that is sort of a bill about nothing, but, you know, it's a bill about nothing in the sense of the rebates. I mean, they're going to save you $12 a month, which, by the way, is not even saving you because all they're doing is taking money that you've already paid to a fund called the C Fund and basically giving it back to you. So they take a dollar from you and give 25 cents back, so it's not even really savings there. But, you know, I don't know. I think the Senate, it wanted to go further, and totally repeal Empower. I don't know, you know, where that sits over there, what they're going to do with that, but that would be how we could really save some money here. Totally get rid of Empower. And frankly, also as the Freedom Caucus, Delegate Schlag and I are a part of, have been saying, we've got to pause all the taxes and fees, that are on our bill. That could equate to hundreds of dollars of immediate savings for most ratepayers.
Yeah, look, we're hoping that it gets accomplished. Of course, we're not going to hold our breath. Real quick before you guys go, Delegate Kathy Shalek, I did want to ask, not sure if you are familiar or not, but there's a bill, I think, coming up this week in Annapolis in regards to ICE. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Delegate Naraki tried to fight it coming out of his committee. It's on the floor. It's another crazy knee-jerk reaction to ICE. The other obsession of Democrats this year is fighting federal agents. So every charter plane that stops, they want the guy fueling the plane to ask, or the company that fuels the plane to say, hey, do you have someone on that plane that's in handcuffs? We want to know about him. We want to see his papers.
Wow.
Like, this is crazy. Bad guys. Like actual human traffickers, sex traffickers, murderers, gang members that they're deporting, that they're moving for adjudication. You know, you think the company fueling the plane should ask if it's a judicial or administrative warrant? I don't even know if they'd know the difference.
That is wild. Look, I remember the day where the murderer of Rachel Warren was taken into handcuffs and then brought through Martin State Airport right there in our backyard. Are you telling me that whoever fuels that flight would have to ask then at that time as well?
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect example.
That's crazy. That's insane. Well,
but
you know,
it's not just for ICE, Kim. It's any detainee. So you could literally, you know, it could be a normal, say, Department of Justice prisoner transfer, U.S. Marshal Service. They could have Hannibal Lecter shackled inside the plane, and they want the guy it's any contractor at the airport. They want the guy that's maybe making a martini at the lounge to go knock on the door and say, hey, how's Hannibal doing? Can I see his warrant to make sure that that's okay?
Wow. We're in troubling
times. Kim, the original bill had them going in to say, do you have any food allergies? How's your health?
No. It's true, Kim. Wow. It's got vital signs and all these sorts of things.
Wow. Well, you know what? I don't envy your jobs there in Annapolis. You guys got a lot of work to do, and you're fighting hard for us. Thank you to everyone in the Maryland Freedom Caucus and to all our Republicans there in Annapolis. But thank you both, Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan Naraki. We'll talk again next week, and hopefully we'll have some better news. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow. You know, because I was out there that day when they brought Rachel Warren's murderer in to Martin State Airport. And it was a big to-do, obviously, right? I mean, you know, transferring him in because they found him, I guess, what was he, at a bar in, like, Tennessee or something? He was somewhere. I mean, here's another piece of this. It is obvious that Democrats are pro-criminal. And they don't even care if they belong here or not. They are just pro-criminal. These people want to destroy our country. They don't care if your loved one is hurt. They don't care if you are hurt. I mean, it even goes down to the, you know, the roadways. I mean, it took an executive order to make sure that those that with CDL licenses are not only documented, but actually could even, you know, handle a truck that's getting the license, you know, the correct way, going through the correct process, because they've been killing people on the road. I mean, this is, again, and I know I've asked this before, if you vote Democrat, you've got to explain to me like I'm a toddler why you continue to do it. Why do you continue to do it? These people don't care about you unless I'm talking to an illegal immigrant and unless I'm talking to a criminal. Are you a criminal? Did you wake up this morning thinking about robbing a bank? Then maybe they care about you. But to the young woman, the young man that's in the bank as they're being robbed at gunpoint, you know, they don't actually care about you. And I want you to consider that. These are the people that are elected by the people, and you are paying their salaries with your tax dollars. Yet you are on the last on their priority list. You might not even be on the list at all. Listen to some of these bills. Ugh, what a joke. What a joke. We're not sending our best to Annapolis. Well, you know what? I'll say the Republican Party is. The Republican Party is. Democrats, not so much. Not so much. And look, and I'll give another shout out because Doug at Kathy Shalega and Doug at Naraki brought up Senator Carl Jackson. I know Senator Carl Jackson's been getting beat up by his Democrat colleagues because he's siding more and more with common sense. And he's been taking a lot of flack for it. And so, Senator Jackson, I know I give you a hard time all the time, but today I will give you your flowers and I would say thank you for doing the right thing on some of these bills. Not all of them, sir. Not all of them, but on some of them. And I hope that you can convince some of your Democrat colleagues that all we want to see is common sense coming out of Annapolis. That's all we want to see. If you guys want to weigh in on the conversation we just had, please do so. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Also got some text messages of yours to read real quick. I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the very first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and that's why I do too. You know, the AES model is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. All right? So now all you have to do is call AES Builders at 410-574-4400. Or if it's easier, you can go online. Just visit AESHome.us. I'll say it again. AESHome.us.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, there's only one president at a time, and if you want to serve in an administration, when a president makes a foreign policy decision, at that point, you know, it's his decision, and if you can disagree at that point, and if you don't want to be a part of the administration, then you're free to leave. But I'm going to even make another prediction, Linda. I think it goes deeper than this. I think that'll probably be revealed in time. And, you know, all this other narrative that Donald Trump has lost touch with his base. No, the only people saying that are people that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, are anti-Israel and those that, you know, cling to this ridiculous ideology of isolationism. And, you know, there's a whole group of those people, but it's not the MAGA base.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, there's something big Americans keep forgetting about, you know, behind the news cycles, behind the tariff wars, the conflicts, war, ICE raids here at home. Behind all of this, there's an uncomfortable truth that we need to admit. We do have $39 trillion in debt as a country. That is a ticking time bomb. That's over $355,000 per U.S. taxpayer. So I want you to ask yourself, are you truly protected from this pending disaster? If not, you may want to call my friends over at Gold Co. Now, Gold Co., I'm a customer. They're the number one gold and silver company in the business, and thousands of Americans are using Gold Co. to hedge their risk. They want you to be an informed investor, get their free 2026 Gold and Silver Guide, and learn how you can get 10% off in bonus gold or silver while supplies last. Call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Gail Foster of Century 21, New Millennium Real Estate, salutes our troops and thanks them for their courage and the sacrifices they make to secure the safety of our country for future generations. This message is from Gail Foster of Century 21, New Millennium Real Estate, serving Baltimore, Central Maryland, and all the surrounding areas with over 18 years of real estate experience. She specializes in military relocation and works with military families. Call 443-271-1864. That's 443-271-1864 for Gail Foster of Century 21, New Millennium Real Estate. On the air because she cares.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, as we were talking there to Doug at Kathy Schlega, Doug at Ryan and Rocky, thank you both. Again, I don't envy their jobs. You know, some people are like, Kim, why do you run for state office? Why would I do that? why would I torture myself like that? I mean, like, look, they do it and they do a great job. But to me, that would be like bashing my head up against the wall every single day. I don't think I could handle it. I would be in the news for like cursing somebody out. Throwing things. Like, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. I don't have the patience for that kind of job. It's funny because somebody did send in the text line, Kim, you don't drink anymore, so you can't do the cocktails to go. I cannot. But you know what? My friends, my family members, they still drink. Let me see. What day am I on? Let's see. 79, 80, 81. I'm on day 82. 82. No wine or alcohol. I am. I'm very proud of myself. I've been hitting the gym every day. And yeah, this is our healthy year, you know? The high blood pressure, no more. No more. Got a couple text messages here to read. Michelle from Westminster. Happy to hear from you, Michelle. She says, Kim, I've been a building permit expediter for 38 years and can answer any questions about how, why we are here. Let me know if you want me to call in. Michelle, please do. We're going to talk about this at the 11 o'clock hour, the top of the 11 o'clock hour. We'll go into 11:30 there. But if you could call in and let us know more about it, just in case you guys missed the first part of the show, there's a gentleman that sat down with Fox 40 to talk about how he has been waiting for 3 years to flip a vacant home. And the problem is the city, the permits. The way we've heard this time and time again, I've got my own little conspiracy on why that is, and we'll talk about it in the 11 o'clock hour as well. But Michelle, thank you. If you could call in at around 11 o'clock, we'd love to have you on the air. Let's see. Fred says, Dear Kim, the plane these pilots flew was just a small jet. These pilots were paying their dues to get a promotion to Air Canada. The government sticks their enormous nose like Bernie Sanders. We need privatized aviation and other private institutions and get this rotten low-life government off of our backs. Again, that comes in from our friend Fred. I've got another text here from Daniel. It says, Kim, it is my understanding that the Annapolis delegate who's sponsoring the insane tampon bill is Harvard educated. Yeah, Daniel. Yes. And then Danny D. That is absolutely correct. We talked about this on Friday. Delegate Terry Hill, she's a physician. She's got her own practice. She went to Harvard. Apparently a very well-educated woman. And you know what? And I went to her social media pages. I went to her website. And Delegate Terry Hill, again, out of Howard County. And she's not like this crazy left insane liberal. So that just tells you that this is the work of a lobbyist. And that's why I said to Delegate Schlega and Delegate Naraki, I would love to see who gets the contract if this bill passes. If they put tampons in men's restrooms, I would love to know who gets the contract. And then I'm going to go to Open Secrets, and I'm going to go to Delegate Terry Hill's page, and I'm going to find out exactly who donated to her campaign, because I guarantee you the answer is right there. The answer is right there. You cannot tell me that a physician, a well-educated woman, believes tampons should be in the men's room. Meanwhile, we don't even have them in the women's room. It's not a thing. Hasn't been a thing in years. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. Obviously, so much more going on locally. Got some callers calling in. Going to read some more of your text messages. And, of course, I want to get back to the question of the day. It has to do with TSA agents and ICE agents, kind of making that swap. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. So go to WCBM.com. We'll be right back.
Now, here's...
here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message the Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Just ahead of his deadline for attacking Iranian power plants, President Trump says he's cutting Iran some slack, pushing back the deadline 5 days.
The president made the announcement on his Truth Social website Monday, just hours ahead of a deadline later in the day. Writing in all capital letters, he said the U.S. and Iran have had, quote, very good and productive conversations that could yield a complete and total resolution in the war. Talks will continue throughout the week. Mr. Trump did not elaborate on the diplomatic negotiations that had taken place. Iran did not immediately acknowledge any talks between the countries. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, the war saw more action overnight.
Israel's military says it launched a wide-scale wave of strikes targeting what it called Iranian terror regime infrastructure in Tehran. The security guard was killed in the south of the country after a broadcasting station associated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps was struck, according to Iranian media. Iran is still able to hit back. The United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia are reporting more missile and drone attacks.
The BBC's James Waterhouse in Jerusalem. New York's LaGuardia Airport remains closed in the aftermath of a crash and left two people dead.
At approximately 11:40 last night, Air Canada Flight 8646, operated by Jazz, collided with the Port Authority aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle on runway 4. The plane carried 72 passengers and 4 crew.
Port Authority Executive Director Catherine Garcia, heard there on WABC-TV, says pilot and co-pilot were killed. Several dozen people were injured. The National Transportation Safety Board is among agencies investigating the crash. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 649 points. The NASDAQ ahead 348 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. BWI Marshall is advising travelers to arrive at the airport early due to longer than normal checkpoint wait times. BWI says travelers should arrive 3 hours before their scheduled departure time. Meanwhile, travelers are reacting to President Trump's proposal to install ICE at airports to help with long security lines due to the TSA staffing shortages. One traveler tells WJZ-TV she does not think the move is necessary, and what the government needs to do is get the funding needed to pay TSA agents. The TSA workers could miss their second full paycheck next week, unless lawmakers can reach a deal on funding for the Department of Homeland Security. And city police are investigating a weekend murder in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 700 block of North Port Street at around 4:30 Saturday morning, where they found the victim with a gunshot to the head. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. 52 teams gone, 16 remain as the NCAA men's basketball tournament reaches the Sweet 16. All the top seeds advance, except for one.
Here we go. 8.9 to play. Sturts with the catch. Sturts, bounce pass to the corner. Bulgaris for three.
Oh! Oh!
9 to play.
Florida's got no timeouts.
Iowa takes the lead by one.
Tom McCarthy had the call on CBS. Alvaro Bulgaris, a corner three, sends number 9 seed Iowa over number 1 Florida. 73-72 the final, and on to the Sweet 16. It's Iowa's first appearance in that round in 27 years. A lot of questions surrounding Colton Cowser as an everyday center fielder for the Birds, especially coming off the season he had at the plate a year ago. Yesterday against the Nats, however, a different story.
Holy smokes, that ball is slugged. Colton Cowser demolishes the ball to the back of the flag court. Well, it's not opening day yet, but battle that thing up.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a 455-foot bomb by the Milkman. Yeah, it's still spring training, but hey, it's still nice to see. As the Birds club 3 home runs and get 5 1/3 of shutout ball from Kyle Bradish. 8-1 the final over the Nats. Coming up in 30 minutes, another milestone for Alex Ovechkin and disappointment for Dean Kramer. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking some showers rolling through for your Monday morning. Heading to the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but windy conditions and cooler temps. Much colder on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 52 in Pikesville, and 58 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM. CBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. You're in the Baltimore region. Hopefully, as I mentioned earlier, you got out, touched some grass over the weekend. Yes, it was nice outside. The next couple of days, not as nice. But hey, you know what? I don't see any freezing rain in the forecast. So I'm happy about that. Happy about that. Hopefully, you guys are starting off your week right. If you're listening to WCBM, obviously, you're doing a great job already. We were speaking to Delegate Kathy Schlega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky. It is crossover day there in Annapolis. I also got an email saying I should slow down when I speak. I'm talking too fast, Brian, the producer. I got to slow down. What if I said, you know what, listen faster? That Rob Carson disagrees. Yeah. No, I will make sure I slow down when I speak. And I do appreciate the criticism. Obviously, I can always get better at what I do. So thank you so much for sending that over. I will slow down just a tad here. We do want to get into some of the local topics here. But, of course, the big topic of the day, what's going on at the airports today? And we did play some sound earlier from CNN. Dana Bash sat down with Tom Homan yesterday, and he explained that today they have ICE agents taking in, or I should say going in for some of the TSA agents and others that have called out because, of course, they have not been paid since Valentine's Day. Many of you guys are weighing in online, of course, weighing in also in the text line. I'm going to get to the phone call here in a second, but don't forget to go over to WCBM.com to take part in our poll question of the day. Do you believe it is a good idea to staff unfunded TSA positions with ICE agents? Yes or no? Poll questions brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think this is a good idea? You know, a very simple question. How do you feel about this? ICE agents filling in there for TSA agents. Do you see where, you know, this makes sense or possibly you don't? I want to hear from you on that. Right now, we'll go to the phone lines. I got my friend Tom at Owings Mills. Tom, how do you feel about ICE at the airports?
Well, just addressing the issue that your two guests brought up about the employees of companies that fuel planes challenging the status of the prisoners of the federal marshals, it's like they're trying to get the prisoner released and they want to take the federal marshal into custody. I was just thinking, you know, Gomer Pyle used to pump gas into cars in Mayberry on the Andy Griffith show. You might as well have him running onto the plane yelling, "Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest!"
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like, Tom. I mean, you know what? But Tom, this brings up a good point here, because here they are complaining. Dana Bash was grilling Tom Homan on whether or not ICE is, you know, qualified to be at the airports. But here they're not asking whether or not people would be qualified to question the U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, this whole business of, you know, they're supposed to be holding up the funding for ICE, which is already funded. And they're just ruining everybody else's life by closing the whole, you know, it's just ridiculous.
It is. It is. But, Tom, great points as always. I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much. Thank you. I've got a friend, Ernest, in East Baltimore. Good morning, Ernest. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Kim?
I'm doing well. There's a lot of craziness in the world today, but the Trump administration is at least trying to get our national security back at the airports with ICE. What say you on that one?
Oh, I'm with you. I want ICE at the airports. You know, it shows a sign of force out there, because there's a lot of trouble out in this world. And hopefully people will think twice about coming in there that are illegal. You know what I mean? That way I can get through quicker at BWI. Also, I just want to give props to President Trump for wishing Mr. Mueller death. Thank God somebody had the courage to say that, because that was a horrible man. You know what I mean? Everything he tried to do to persecute President Trump and destroy him and his legacy and try to put him in jail, that man deserves a special place in hell. Hopefully there's a front row seat reserved. And also, the last thing, I want to talk to Brandon Scott, Baltimore, the mayor. You know, you're going to clean up the graffiti around this damn town. You call it Charm City, it's nothing but a hellhole of graffiti out in East Baltimore. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Ernest. Thank you, and have a great week. You know, what's interesting, he just brought up the graffiti there. I saw over the weekend, there is this nonprofit that's collecting donations, not from the city itself. Where was this? It's a major city. Well, anyways, a nonprofit's going around and power washing and cleaning some of this graffiti off, and they've been getting donations to do so, right? Well, meanwhile, apparently, because of the way that the laws are so lax where they are, maybe it was in Philly. Because of the way the laws are, people were coming out and putting more graffiti on the walls the very next day after they were cleaned. And so now the nonprofit's like, yeah, so I guess, you know, this doesn't work unless they change the laws and hold these people accountable. Now, of course, it's a great idea, and I love it, and I love the fact that they were going out and getting donations. They weren't trying to use taxpayer dollars. I love them, and I love the fact that they tried to do that. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's the lawmakers are still in the way. And Ernest, you know, you brought up a great point there. Why isn't city council focused on some of this stuff? I mean, just think about it. You want to attract all these people to come in the Inner Harbor, right? We're revamping the whole Inner Harbor. David Bramble's getting a ton of money to revitalize the whole thing. And yet you're telling me you're going to have all these million-dollar condos down at Inner Harbor. Would you pay $1 million to live in Baltimore City's Inner Harbor? I know I wouldn't. I know I would not. There aren't any career opportunities. There's opportunities for criminals to rob you. That's there. You got graffiti, as Ernest pointed out, all over the damn place. The school system's a mess. Which school are you going to send your kid to? Is it a good private school? Because you'll be driving in the morning and also in the evening, very far away to get to a good private school from the Inner Harbor. I mean, just think about it. I mean, it does not sound like a good idea. And again, this is why in the next hour we're going to talk about the whole issue with the permits. Of course, we were talking to Delegate Kathy Schlager and Ryan Araki about the tampon bill. We talked about that on Friday. Georgia Towson sending over a very funny text message. Cam, do you know where I can register my tampon size? Georgia Towson, I don't know. That's wild. I didn't realize the bill had that piece in it. In case you missed it, Delegate Kathy Schlager told us. Apparently, with this tampon bill to put tampons and, you know, feminine hygiene products, really, into men's bathrooms, they're saying in the bill it says appropriately sized. What does that mean? What is appropriately sized? I mean, it depends on which, you know, part of the week you're on. I mean, it's like, what do you mean? And then where are the guys putting these things? Anyways, I know it's to try to handle the situation of men that have women that have transitioned into men. But then you can't really transition, as they're pointing out here, because you could still get your cycle every month. So you're not really a man. Even though you cut off your breasts, you still are getting your cycle. So anyways, they're saying that those women that have transitioned, they should be able to go in the men's room, and there should be feminine hygiene products there. As I pointed out, they're not in the women's room at all. And as I said last week, a lot of the women that walk around like men, a lot of them are still using the women's restrooms. I see them all the time. And it's just like, huh, that's interesting. But I don't really care because I'm just like, you know, going in there to do my own business and getting out of there. But it's like they're still using the women's restrooms. I rarely see a woman that is now calling herself a man. I rarely see them going into the men's room. Do you? Brian, the producer, do you ever see women in there? No. That's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't even an issue. This is not even a problem. Oh, man. Anyways, we'll get off of that for now. But George and Towson, very funny of you to send that over. I got a couple other text messages here as well. Let's see. Marty says, FAA that runs air traffic control is fully funded. This had nothing to do with staffing. There is audio of air traffic controllers frantically trying to get the fire truck to stop. Okay, so you're talking about the LaGuardia crash, Marty. Says, active duty Coast Guard are being paid, but civilians may not be. FEMA is limited to life-saving emergency responses. TSA agents are not being paid. These are the screeners at the airport. Yeah, no, it's... It's a lot going on, and this is obviously the airport's very dangerous job, as we just saw last night in LaGuardia. If you haven't heard about it, LaGuardia Airport right now in New York is shut down until 2 p.m. I don't see anything different as of yet. But Secretary Sean Duffy, Secretary of Transportation, is on his way to New York. An Air Canada flight crashed into a fire truck that was, for some reason, crossing the runway at the same time. So if you heard that audio already, Marty, I'm sure you have. It doesn't make any sense that would have been happening at that time. And I even asked, my first question was, did the fire truck have its lights on? Because you can turn on the lights without turning on the siren. Did they even have the lights on? This was at 11:40 p.m. Anyways, I don't want to get into the details there because we don't have all the facts yet. But this sounds to me like you're going to have a lot of people fired. And guess what? We already have an issue with low staffing, even in air traffic control. Now, if it comes down to the air traffic controllers being part of that DEI initiative, I believe all hell will break loose. Because that's the last thing we need. And we were told by the Trump administration that they got a lot of those DEI hires out of there. If there are some still there, and this leads back to that, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people very upset. All right. I did want to mention, obviously, we talked to Tim Herm earlier with RBC Wealth Management. We were talking about the markets doing a bit better today. President Trump on Truth Social did release a statement in regards to the Iran updates. Secretary of State Marco Rubio reposted this update. It says, this is from Trump, "I am pleased to report that the United States of America and the country of Iran have had, over the last 2 days, this is over the weekend, very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities in the Middle East. Based on the tenor and the tone of these in-depth, detailed, and constructive conversations, which will continue throughout the week, I have instructed the Department of War to postpone any and all military strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for a five-day period. Subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and the discussions, thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Now, this was kind of the update going into this week. President Trump did say over the weekend, you know, if Iran can't get their act together, that we are going to strike their power plants and energy infrastructure there in Iran. So this morning, of course, I saw this post come out, and he's now saying that they've had productive conversations, and for 5 days now, they're not going to strike anything. And so I guess it did affect the market somewhat, because you saw the price of oil go down just a bit, just a bit. So we'll continue, obviously, to keep our eye on that. When we get back, I do want to talk about what's going on as far as the juveniles in Baltimore City. You probably saw there was a town hall over the weekend talking about the juvenile violence and the crime that is getting out of control. Well, believe it or not, more juvenile crime and violence out of control over the weekend. And I've got the latest update for you on that one. And then we are going to get into this set of HHS, and, you know, the 13 states that are using insurers to pay for abortions. This is a topic that many people don't want to have, especially in a blue state when you are a Republican. And as you're coming up on the midterms, this is also something that people are very wary about, because if you remember when the Dobbs decision was leaked, a lot of people do believe that that did hurt us in the midterms in 2022. I remember we were expecting this big red wave, and the red wave didn't really materialize. And so we will talk about both of those topics when we get back. Right now, I have my friend, Dr. Learfield, on the phone with me. Good morning, Dr. Learfield. You've got to love March weather in Baltimore, yesterday being 80 degrees, and just 12 hours later, we are back in the 50s again. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I'm doing great, and that's Maryland for you. So go figure.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, we see this every year. Earlier, Sean Casey said he doesn't want to just jump into summer. I don't mind. I don't mind jumping across spring and into the summer. So I don't know how you feel about that one. But I'm ready for warm weather.
I'm ready for the warmth.
Yes, yes, for sure. I do have a question for you, by the way. Why do we need to have x-rays taken so often at the dentist? And isn't radiation bad for you?
Well, that's a great question, Kim, and it helps address a very valid concern of many people. Let's first address the why, and then we can talk about the hesitation. Dental x-rays show things that are not visible when a dentist actually looks in the mouth. For example, as decay begins to form in between the teeth, it's impossible to see that decay clinically, no matter how bright that overhead light is. And x-rays can show that the decay is forming, and your dentist can decide if it's time to intervene or not. It also helps show the extent of the decay so that the dentist has a good idea about what kind of treatment the tooth needs. Another thing it can show is infection around the teeth, bone loss, and even certain cancers. These are things that are important to find before you end up with a toothache over a weekend, because that's always when toothaches happen, you know. This is very different from medical x-rays, which are typically only administered when there is a problem. And the reason for this is that with medicine, usually you already have a problem, and you're in pain, let's say from a bad fall, God forbid. Obviously, you aren't going to get that hip x-ray routinely because you're not actually in pain. But in dentistry, the x-rays are a huge component of preventing pain, and it needs to be understood that if you wait for the problem to start before x-raying the teeth, the problem may be already so far gone that the treatment will be far more involved than it would have been otherwise. Now, let's talk about that hesitation you brought up. Isn't radiation bad for you? The answer is that radiation is bad for you if it's a significant amount over time. Understand that we're exposed to radiation every single day from very ordinary things. Walking outside, for example, eating a banana, flying on a plane. I haven't heard too many people saying that they don't want to take that vacation to the West Coast because there's too much radiation. Yet there's 200 times more radiation flying to the West Coast as there is in a single tooth x-ray. Even a full mouth series of x-rays, which is approximately 18 x-rays, has 10 times less radiation than a trip to California. If you live in a brick building for a year, you'll be exposed to 350 times the radiation of a single tooth x-ray. Especially nowadays with digital x-rays, there's far less radiation than there used to be in typical dental x-rays. So is there radiation in dental x-rays? Yes, but it's so little that the benefits of getting those x-rays far outweigh the risks of it.
Well, Dr. Learfield, I am just learning a lot from you today. I appreciate that. I know everybody else is as well, and it's another reason why I recommend those looking for a good dentist to call you. And speaking of that, before we go, please give our listeners your location and phone number so they can make an appointment today.
Sure. We're located right off the Beltway, off 83 and 695, 2324 West Joppa Road, Suite 110, and that's in Lutherville. Our phone number, 410-321-1100.
All right, Dr. Learfield, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Yep, take care.
Thank you.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you spell Chuck Norris in Scrabble, you win forever. The flu gets a Chuck Norris shot every year. The dinosaurs looked at Chuck Norris the wrong way once. You know what happened to them. Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball. Chuck Norris once shot down an enemy plane with his finger by yelling bang. Some kids pee their name in the snow. Chuck Norris can pee his name in concrete. Yeah!
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I really did just learn a couple things there. I didn't realize all that radiation just to fly to California. See, look, that's why I don't even go. That's why I don't even go. Oh, man. Well, don't forget to call Dr. Learfield there at the Smile Design Center. Really nice guy, by the way. Been able to sit down and talk to him a few times. Good guy. Good guy. I do want to get back to our topics of the day. And then also, I got a couple of text messages here. Catherine's a jokester. Catherine says, Kim, I just wanted to let you know that my husband tested pregnant today. I suppose he won't need his sanitary products for 9 months. That way more men could save and have those tampons. I'll keep you updated on how the miracle baby gets delivered. By the way, this new baby must be immaculate conception. That's Catherine. Catherine's in Tennessee. Catherine, thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the show there in Tennessee. I know, it's silliness. And you know what? And as Danny D pointed out in the text line, it makes it even crazier because Delegate Terry Hill is a physician. She's actually a doctor that went to Harvard. I mean, this isn't like, you know, somebody like, you know, AOC, right? That was a bartender that came up with this bill. Then it's like a little more believable. But this is a real physician. This is a very educated woman. And like I told you guys, I know some sort of who she is. When I see her, I smile and I wave and I say hello because she's always been a very moderate Democrat, always very friendly and pleasant. I saw her just the last time I was there in Annapolis. I don't know what's gotten into her, except for it's got to be money. It's got to be money. It's got to be whoever lobbied her to push this through. And all I will say this is, Delegate Terry Hill, there are going to be a lot of people that approach you there in Annapolis, especially lobbyists. But you got to think of your constituents. You got to think of common sense. You got to think about your practice. Think about what you went through. All right, medical school, everything. Your residency. You went through a lot to be a physician. Do you really want to throw it all away because you think tampons belong in the men's bathroom? Do you want to throw that away? I don't know who talked you into this, but it's a bad idea. And I like you. I suggest you just take it off the floor. Just say, you know what? I thought about it. We don't need this. We don't need this. And I know we had a caller earlier asking how we were going to fund this thing. Oh, it's going to be we the people. It's going to be the taxpayers. And no, we can't afford it. Yes, we're looking at a $1.5 billion deficit. Speaking of which, did you guys see Governor Moore over the weekend? His social media is always on fire, you know? I will give it to them. They are consistent with the social media posts. Well, remember there was Meet Out Day on Friday? And many of you, of course, you called in and texted in and said, oh, well, it's Lent anyways. I'm not eating meat today anyway, so it is what it is. Well, just so you know, on Friday, I did have meatballs. Okay? I did have meatballs. I am not a confirmed Catholic. Olivia is. I am not. And so I had meatballs. I'm not going to listen to Governor Wes Moore if he tells me not to eat meat. That's gonna make me want to eat more meat than usual, okay? That's how that happens. Well, anyways, if you didn't see it, on Saturday, Governor Moore posted a video of him grilling out on the grill there at the governor's mansion, and he's flipping burgers with his son. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, this guy, here he is talking about Meat Out Day and, you know, all this other stuff. We need to make sure that we're doing this and we're not doing that. And And then the very next day, he's got like 8 hamburgers being flipped on the grill. And do you know what kind of grill he has, Brian, the producer? No? It's gas! Oh, Governor Moore, like the jokes write themselves. See, this is what I said before. I don't think he's serious about some of the things that he says. I think it's all very scripted. And I think sometimes when he's home alone on the weekends with his families, I think sometimes he forgets where he has to be on some of these issues. And so that's why he uploaded himself that video of him grilling out with his family. He forgot about the meat out situation and he forgot about the gas grill. And I think it's because he doesn't really believe this stuff. This is all an agenda. And he's going to do whatever it takes to push the agenda because he wants to be the president of the United States. Well, guess what, Governor Moore? I can see right through you. I see right through you, my friend. And it's not too late. It's not too late to get back to your Republican roots. You were a college Republican. Not too late. We'll accept you over here. Just come on over. Just drop the script. Stop the nonsense. Pull back the spending. You know, just do the right thing. All right, speaking of doing the right thing, for some reason, juveniles in Baltimore City have a hard time with that. We'll discuss that coming up next. Also, 13 states forcing insurers to cover abortion. Do you think Maryland is one of those 13 states? Well, stay right there. I'll let you know when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is backing away from his initial threat to obliterate Iranian power plants starting later today. He says there have been productive talks between the U.S. and Iran, and as a result, he's giving Iran an additional 5 days. Meantime, the president says the U.S. is not budging an inch on its demands. Two pilots are dead following a crash last night. Happened on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The airport remains closed. An Air Canada regional jet had just landed from Montreal when it crashed into a fire truck, crushing the plane's nose. The pilot and co-pilot were killed. Dozens of people were injured. Police in London investigating a suspected anti-Semitic hate crime attack on 4 vehicles belonging to a Jewish ambulance service. Those vehicles set on fire. The Dow is up 947 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep of Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Final exhibition game for the O's today as they travel the Beltway to D.C. They'll take on the Nats at 1:05 this afternoon. Shane Boz will spin it for Baltimore one day after Kyle Bradish tuned up for the season.
Strike three with a high running two-seamer to James Wood. 97 for Bradish, who starts off this exhibition game in midseason form.
Indeed he did. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 5 1/3 shutout for the hard-throwing right-hander. 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. Burns belt 3 homers en route to an 8-1 win over the Nats. A sidebar, MLB.com ranking the top 10 lineups in Major League Baseball. Dodgers 1, Yankees 2, Blue Jays 4, Orioles 7. But the big news in these parts is the demotion of Dean Kramer to AAA.
It's important to us that we keep our starters lengthened out, up and running, and prepared to start because we've got a very long season ahead of us. And I'm positive that we're going to need more than 5 So this was the maneuver that we landed on after extensive discussion. So
Kramer had spent the last four seasons in Baltimore, winning 40 games for the Birds. Not spectacular, but certainly reliable. Manager Albernez on the conversation.
Every time you have these conversations with the players, it's tough. In Dean's case, absolutely. Dean handled it like a pro.
Meanwhile, former Terps head coach Kevin Willard, now Villanova's problem, with an in-game comment over the weekend that has gone viral.
I'm going to fire my staff because we've...
Not now.
I am, because we've given up 8 points on underneath out of bounds defense. So the only thing I'm going to do is fire them and get a new staff.
Willard made the comment on CBS during Villanova's round one loss to Utah State. And finally, on the ice yesterday in D.C., Caps playoff chances dealt another blow by the Avalanche, but the D.C. crowd saw another milestone from Alex Ovechkin.
Michael for Hudson. Good look. Strom. And Ovechkin fires. He scores! Ovechkin on the power play, 1,000 goals combined, regular season and playoffs.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental, 1K for the Great 8. Colorado would take it in overtime, 3-2, the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, how you feeling about them O's? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. HIC 37105.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking showers for your Monday morning. As these showers roll on out of here, the wind is going to pick up behind them, and we'll see temperatures that will be cooler heading into the afternoon. Much cooler conditions on Tuesday before those numbers rebound later this week, and looking pretty good for opening day coming up on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction. Or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk. From Pikesville to Parkville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got some interesting news here. Love it. Brian, the producer, is on the case. In just a second, we'll get to that. Real quick, I got a text here from first-time texter. Good morning. Says, feminine products in men's bathrooms. It sounds like a funny episode of Seinfeld. It's so absurd. Yes, texter, it really, truly is. And like I said, Doug and Terry Hill, you can still take it off the table. In just a little bit here, we're going to get into the juveniles and what's been going on here in the Baltimore region. But real quick, Brian, the producer, just informed me that he does have the audio. Marty, you were putting it out in the text line between air traffic control, the Air Canada pilots, and, of course, what was going on in LaGuardia Airport with the fire truck. Let's take a listen.
Was the vehicle needed to cross the runway?
Truck 1 and Company, LaGuardia Tower.
Truck 1 and Company.
Truck 1 and Company, LaGuardia Tower, requesting to cross 4 at Delta.
Truck 1 and Company, cross 4 at Delta.
Truck 1 and Company, 4 at Delta.
Frontier 4195, just stop there, please. Stop, 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 stop. Stop truck 1, stop. Stop truck 1, stop. Delta 2603, go around, runway heading 2000. Jet 646. Jet 646, I see you collide with vehicle at the pole position. I know you can't move. Vehicle service flying to you now.
Wow. Wow, and the silence there was kind of cut out of there because obviously it's radio and we don't have video here. But thank you, Brian, for that. That was the air traffic controller speaking to obviously the Air Canada pilot, the co-pilot who unfortunately was killed in that incident, and then the fire truck as well. So they were, as Marty pointed out, they were frantically trying to get the fire truck to stop. You heard the go ahead given, and then you wonder whether or not they were paying attention after they got the go-ahead. Ugh. What a tragic, tragic situation. Again, Sean Duffy, the Transportation Secretary, he's on his way to LaGuardia. I would assume he's leaving. He left D.C. I mean, I would assume we took the train up. He's probably almost there. We'll wait for the press conference. But boy, what an awful situation. What an awful situation. Pilot, co-pilot killed in that accident. And we're still waiting to hear about the others. There were 39 other people injured, and some of them critically. If you saw any of the video or the photos of the Air Canada plane, the first, you know, you could see right there where the cockpit is, that is completely taken out on the bottom side. And then I would think, you know, just from my experience being on planes, obviously I don't know exactly, you know, how all the planes are set up, but I would think that you at first, you know, that's, you see where it's dropped on the bottom, I would think all the way to the very first row, because you can kind of see there's like that in-between spot, you know how you come in the doorway and you're coming in, you're filing onto the plane, you can kind of see that piece of it where you're filing onto the plane from the terminal, and then you're coming in, and then it's, you know, you can see it's where it's kind of like bottomed out, right there where they have like sometimes the coffee machine set up and everything there. And then you can see where that's kind of stops there. But I would assume that if you were in the first two or even first three rows, I would assume that you were very much so injured. We haven't heard whether or not a flight attendant was injured. But obviously this plane was landing. Usually you have flight attendants that are sitting right there up front. We'll continue to wait and see. So sad. Say prayers for all involved. Like I said, I did want to get into some of the local stories as well. I did want to also update you real quick here. I did see over the weekend, I don't know if you guys saw this, because Friday I made a big to-do about it. I don't know if many people paid attention. I waited until the end of the show to talk about that whole thing with the Bachelorette and ABC and the young lady, Taylor Frankie Paul. Of course, the Bachelorette was canceled. It was supposed to air on Sunday, but I wanted to give you guys just a quick update. Apparently, according to TMZ and Taylor Frankie Paul's PR person, she has now lost custody of her son ever after this video dropping Thursday of last week, showing you know, the police cam footage and then also a cell phone footage from her then boyfriend Dakota, who's the father of her son ever. And she was throwing stools, and it got really crazy. A stool hit her 6-year-old daughter, who was sitting there on the couch. Lots of screaming, lots of yelling, domestic violence for sure. But I just wanted to update you. Over the weekend, she lost custody of the son she shares with the guy, the gentleman, Dakota, that was taking the cell phone footage at the time. Now, Ever, the son, I guess he's about 3 years old now. And so she's lost custody. I can't imagine what that's like. I can't imagine. I couldn't imagine losing my daughter, losing custody. I couldn't imagine. But this, you know, again, it kind of brings up a lot here, because this video, this was all known back in 2023. So the fact that this is all surfacing and now she loses custody of her little boy, there's a lot going on here. But I thought I would give you that update because we did talk about it on Friday. All right, going back into some of the local news, I told you they did have a juvenile town hall in Baltimore over the weekend and even last week. And they were talking about the juvenile crime and what they could do about juvenile crime and violence. Also, Baltimore County, I don't know if you guys saw it, Baltimore County Police put out a warning to all juveniles and parents, because apparently the curfew is going to affect at the White Marsh Mall and the Avenue this weekend. I don't know if you guys saw that. Channel 11 has a story, but Baltimore County Police said they are not playing around. Get your kids. Basically, that's what they said. Get your kids before we do. And you know what? I met Chief McCullough before, and you know, I told you he was at the Middle River Crime Walk, and you know, and he kept saying, "Oh, we got resources." And I'm like, "What? What does that mean to me? What do you mean resources to do something about the open air drug markets?" And it's gotten a little better. I know our friend Meadow called the show and said that things are definitely better over there at Middle River and Compass Road. It has gotten a little better. I mean, it's not going to be perfect until they change the laws on the books. But the Baltimore County Police has, you know, has jumped into action on that matter. So, again, they're also warning this weekend they're going to really ramp up the curfew at the Avenue, White Marsh Mall. Towson Town Center is also on the list. Now, Towson Town Center is supposed to have had a curfew a long time ago. But I guess after the incident at White Marsh Mall with that so-called link up with all those juveniles out there, you know, jumping on cars and things, Chief McCullough says, get your kids before we do. So it looks like they're going to be detaining many more of these kids, not just a couple. But if your kids are out there past curfew, they are not with a guardian, you know, then they are going to take them in. And you know what? I applaud Baltimore County Police for doing so. Thank you all so much to the men and women in uniform doing the job I am not courageous enough to do. And I would not want to deal with these kids either. And I can only imagine, like, if I was a police officer and I had to deal with somebody's 14-year-old son and they were acting a fool. Like, look, I've done it before. I will curse your 14-year-old kid out. I don't really care. What are you going to do? Go get your mom? Please, go get her. I need to talk to her, too. Like, you know, but for a police officer, that's got to be hard. Because if this kid doesn't comply, then you're in this situation like, all right, well, now you want to act like a man, I'll treat you like a man, right? And then it's a whole situation. And I could understand how any officer would be very, you know, on edge even dealing with such an issue. Because you don't know what's going to happen retaliation-wise, what's going to happen, you know, in the public sphere, you know, how are they going to react? There's a lot, right? You could be doxxed, your family could be threatened. I know you don't want to deal with it, but thank you so much for dealing with it, because obviously we have parents that do not want to deal with their kids. See, this is what happens when you don't discipline your kids at a very young age. This is what they turn out to be, okay? This has to start at, like, day one. And I saw this note. It was like, do you know where your kids are at, you know, 9 o'clock? Do you know your kids are at 10 o'clock? I know exactly where my daughter is. Now, of course, she's still just 9 years old. But at 9 o'clock, my daughter's in my room fighting bedtime. That's where she is. She's in my room saying, Mommy, I'm not tired. Well, no, my friends, they don't go to bed at 9 o'clock. They don't. Meanwhile, I think I'm being very lenient by letting her allow her to stay up till 9 o'clock. Because it used to be lights out at 8:30. But, you know, now it's lighter, you know, later. So I'm letting her go at 9. And I'm like, dude, get out of my room, first of all. Number two, if you don't get into bed, you are not going to have a tablet for the rest of the week. Like, I don't play this game. I don't know how any parents can look at their kids and give their kids some kind of authority. Like, I can't do it. I grew up with parents that are like, you know, kids are seen and not heard. That's what I grew up with. If you got out of control, you would get your butt beat. You would have no privileges. You would have so many chores, you'd be crying. And you better not cry, because what do your parents say? I'll give you something to cry about. That's what I had. That's what I had. I told Olivia, my daughter, I said, look, you got it. You got it easy. And she's like, I don't, you know, sometimes she'll say, I don't know if I want to go to Nana's house for the weekend because Nana sometimes can be mean. Like, look, you have no idea how mean Nana could actually be. All right. She's been very nice to you. Very nice. Oh, my gosh. You know, kids today, parenting today is just so different. And I'm just not one of those parents. And you know what? And I can say I'm very happy. I know her dad's very happy because he's the same way. But she's very innocent. She's still one of those 9 years old, 9 year olds that are just nine. You know, she walks around with her stuffed animals. She's like, you know, last night she was, and I was looking for her. I'm like, it's almost bedtime. She's in the bathroom giving her doll a makeover, like doing like a pretend face mask and stuff. You know, like that's my kid. That's my kid. But there's kids out today that are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Speaking of which, let's get into the story real quick. This is Fox 45's website. Two boys, ages 12 and 13, were robbed of their bikes, cell phones, and cash Friday at the corner of Warwick Avenue and North Avenue in West Baltimore, police said. Officers responded to a report of several juveniles being robbed of their bikes in just a few minutes. Police then chased three juvenile suspects who took off on the stolen bikes but did not get far. Now, this is coming from an officer over police radio. It says, got a foot chase. One of them on the bike is running on the bicycle. Southbound on Woodmore. I'm going to stay with this one. With help from aviation unit. Yes, Foxtrot was called out there for somebody's bad little kids. Baltimore police arrested an 11-year-old. 11 years old! Arrested an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old in connection with the robbery. All three were taken to juvenile for booking. Friday night, it was unclear whether they were back on the streets. And I can guarantee you, they were back on the streets. 11 years old, out here robbing other kids of their bikes, cell phone, and cash. And those other kids that were just riding their bikes, probably one of those innocent kids. La, 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 la. right? It's a beautiful day outside. Your kid, your mom tells you, go outside and play. That's what they did. And what happened? They got robbed by other kids, an 11-year-old. See, this is, and it doesn't say whether or not these kids had any firearms on them or any kind of weapons. That's not, you know, specified here. And we probably won't know because of juvenile records, how they have to be sealed. But if an 11-year-old comes up to you and you're 13 or 14, I don't know. My dad, if he was alive, he would expect you to fight. I don't know. How big was this 11-year-old? Because I'm taking him out first. You see, this is crazy to me. You've got some parents out here that just don't care. They just don't care. And this is why you have many of you that listen to the show. You've taken the poll before. You said you want the parents charged. The parents should be held accountable. I am with you 100%. If my 9-year-old is out here robbing people, robbing other kids, I would expect for myself, for me, I would be held accountable for that. Because then I'm not doing my job as her mother. You can't tell me, and of course, you know, we talk about the different offices at the mayor's office. Monzi's still under investigation, all that jazz. But they do have the mayor's office of African American male engagement. I would love to know, and I'm going to reach out to Andre Butley, but I would love to know, what are you doing over there? What's the engagement like? Because do you have any metrics of success? Is there any way that you're measuring whether or not that office is successful? Because we heard from the mayor, he doesn't even put in a, you know, metrics for a pilot program. Are they measuring success over there? And if so, what does that look like? And if not, why not? Because these kids are out of control. It is very clear. Anyways, I wanted to tell you about that because I saw that story and I saw an 11-year-old. I said, wait a minute, 11? He needs his butt beat is what he needs. And again, like I said, I bet they're already out on the street. It's so sad. If you want to weigh in on this, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got some text messages to read here. I will just say this, and I will continue to say, you know, with these parents, again, I would put their faces on billboards. I would put them on billboards. You know, if you don't want to, shame the kids, they're too young to put out there, put their mother out there. Put their father out there. I don't care. Put them up there. You say, this person, okay, this Margaret Sue, she couldn't keep hold of Timmy. And now Timmy has robbed another kid of their bike, cash. Now that kid is so traumatized, they don't want to leave the house. That's what I would do. And then I would blast Margaret Sue's picture everywhere. And then I would have her on the news. And then on the nightly news, I would ask Fox 45. I say, hey, can you do like a segment where you just run down all the pitiful parents on the billboards? Guess what? I guarantee you they'll do something. Or if any of these parents are on government assistance, take it away. Take it away. All right. Wanda from Pigtown in the text line, she said, I grew up with a German grandma. She says, you don't listen, you feel. Yeah. Yeah, Wanda. You can definitely, you know what? For me, and that'll never change because, you know, and Olivia, luckily I have a good kid, right? She doesn't do anything crazy. You know, but you can never know because kids can grow up to, you know, change. Then peer pressure can always change them, you know. But you got to make sure you have that foundation in place and you have to make sure your kid knows that you're not playing. I'm telling you right now, Olivia's already 4'3", okay? Olivia's going to be taller than mommy in no time soon. And I got to make sure that even when she's taller than mommy, she knows that mommy is still the boss. And I think she is very well aware of that. And to the parents that don't believe in that, I will just caution you and just say that's not the road you want to go down. That whole thing with gentle parenting and all that, I have yet to see where that works. I'm sure there's some kids with personalities where they're shy and quiet and it's fine. But a lot of kids today, you know, they succumb to peer pressure. And they do what other, you know, the other kids are out there doing. A lot of those other kids don't have any home training. And then those kids are usually the leader of the pack. And then your kid's the follower. And but you got to make sure your kid's not following and doing dumb stuff. Anyways, if you want to weigh in, you can. When we get back, I did want to mention, of course, the Maryland Matters article. I did ask you whether or not you believe Maryland is one of the 13 states that HHS is investigating that is forcing insurers to cover abortion. We'll be right back.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County's school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message the Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Yousefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about kids that are out of control. And Esther from Baltimore City, I saw you. You said you want to find out where my shows are. They aren't archived yet. They are definitely working on that, just so you guys know. Yes, my shows, and I appreciate you wanting to listen to the shows. They're working on that. It's actually a Wi-Fi issue. It's like a computer issue right now. So the engineer and our website manager, they're working on it now. So I appreciate you, Esther, but I asked about it last week. So hopefully we'll get those shows up soon. I'll let you know as soon as we get them up. We were talking about juveniles being out of control in the Baltimore region. Of course, Baltimore County Police said, hey, you better know where your kids are this weekend because the curfew is going in place and we will collect them if you won't. I got Mike in Anne Arundel County. Mike, what say you on this issue?
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say I do disagree with you completely. I have six children. They're spread over a different age. I will say I'm kind of a beaten man. I have five girls. And a couple of those girls didn't listen to me at all. And I think if you are 11 years old and you're committing a robbery, you need to go to jail. You need to go to a residential treatment facility. You need to go somewhere. And the parent, you made the comment, those kids need to have their butt beat. I agree completely, but if you beat their butt, you might go to jail for that. And so I think some kids are out of control, and they need to learn the lesson that their parents can't bail them out, that they have to be responsible at some point for themselves. And I think it's better to learn that early than later.
Well, you know what, Mike, that's great that you disagree because we can have this conversation. Let me ask you this. You know, when you see an 11-year-old that is out of control, how do you think that got to that point and so early on?
You know, maybe they are there's a very good chance they're in a terrible family situation. Even if their parents are together, they might be fighting. They might have, you know, there could be all kinds of stuff going on in their house that we would say, you know, isn't good. But if they are robbing another child, especially if it was armed, we don't know that. If they robbed another child, robbery, the parenting is not only it's no good, it's not going to help. They need to learn right then, you have robbed somebody, you go to jail for robbing somebody. That is something you cannot do. It's crossed the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mike, I think the juveniles should be held accountable. I think they should be punished as well. But I guess you're saying the parents should not be on the hook, because I'm one to think that the parents should be.
Well, I tried so much and I had no control. Five of my kids were doing pretty good, and one of them just was doing terrible, just absolutely terrible. Would not listen at all, would not clean with anything that I would try to do. They would not do. This was a girl. She punched me in the face. I mean, I'm trying for discipline, and, you know, the child would strike me.
Well, Mike, I got to go to break here. But, I understand there might be a lot of parents out there that feel the same way. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I understand where Mike's coming from. I guess I just look at it as the parents got to be held accountable in some way. You know what? We'll discuss more when we get back.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is holding off on his initial threat to obliterate Iranian power plants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend, the president set a Monday deadline for Iran to fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. But in a morning social media post, he said U.S.-Iranian talks are underway and that he was extending his deadline by 5 days. The president wrote that talks to end the war would continue throughout the week.
And the president insists the U.S. is not giving an inch in its demand.
We're looking for all of the things that we've been talking about. We want to see no nuclear bomb, no nuclear weapon, not even close to it, low-key in the missiles. We want to see peace in the Middle East. We want the nuclear dust. We're going to want that. And I think we're going to get that. We've agreed to that. Yeah, we've agreed to that.
You want the enriched uranium before you can end this.
We want no enrichment, but we also want the enriched uranium.
Two pilots are dead following a crash last night on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The airport is closed. An Air Canada regional jet had just landed from Montreal when it crashed into a fire truck, crushing the plane's nose. Port Authority Executive Director Catherine Garcia says dozens of people were hurt.
Initial numbers indicate that 41 passengers and crew were transported to the hospital as well as the ARF officers. At this time, we understand that 32 have been released, but there are also serious injuries.
The audio from WABC-TV and the National Transportation Safety Board is among the agencies investigating that deadly crash at LaGuardia. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 997 points, the NASDAQ ahead 459, and the S&P trading 128 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore police have arrested a 16-year-old they say is responsible for a string of commercial burglaries that targeted four businesses and involved stolen cars and other property in November of 2025, including a break-in at A&B Auto Body in southeast Baltimore. One of the incidents involved a crash into a garage door at the body shop. The owner said he reviewed surveillance video after the break-in. And a Washington County woman is facing arson charges for an alleged attempt to burn down her grandmother's house on Thursday. The state fire marshal's office says 26-year-old Kylie Mills of Hagerstown was reportedly upset because her grandmother would not let her use a vehicle, and she tried to ignite a wicker basket and threw a lit cigarette on the floor of the home on Searfoss Pike. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. 52 teams gone, 16 remain as the NCAA men's basketball tournament reaches the Sweet 16. All the top seeds advance, except for one. Here we go. 8.9 to play. Sturge with the catch. Sturge, bounce pass to the corner. Fulgaris for three. Oh! Oh! 9 to play!
Florida's got no timeouts!
Iowa takes the lead by one! Tom McCarthy had the call on CBS. Alvaro Fulgaris, a corner three, sends number 9 seed Iowa over number 1 Florida. 73-72 the final, and on to the Sweet 16. It's Iowa's first appearance in that round in 27 years. A lot of questions surrounding Colton Cowser as an everyday center fielder for the Birds, especially coming off the season he had at the plate a year ago. Yesterday against the Nats, however, a different story.
Holy smokes, that ball is slugged. Colton Cowser demolishes a ball to the back of the flat court. Well, it's not opening day yet, but bottle that thing up.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a 455-foot bomb by the Milkman. Yeah, it's still spring training, but hey, it's still nice to see. As the Birds cuff 3 home runs and get 5 1/3 of shutout ball from Kyle Bradish. 8-1 the final over the Nats. Coming up in 30 minutes, another milestone for Alex Ovechkin and disappointment for Dean Kramer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures will be in the 50s for the afternoon. Look for partly cloudy skies, windy conditions, as well as that cold front has moved off to the east. Cooler temperatures on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
54 degrees in Bel Air, 55 in Edgemere, and 54 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timkyle Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. It is Monday. That's right. You got to be productive today, probably tomorrow, a little bit on Wednesday, Thursday. You know, do what you want. Do what you want on Thursday. I'm just kidding. Just joshing you. You know, hopefully you guys are getting your week started right. But if you're starting it with WCBM, then you're doing a great job already. And I appreciate you joining me every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon for Kim Plasick Live. Don't forget to follow WCBM on Facebook as well. Because if you notice, we're actually posting more videos, Sean and I, just, you know, out and about, sometimes even over the weekends, you know, just reacting to breaking news. So you'll see much more of that to come. And so, if you want to get our take on some of these things and also comment yourself, even when we're not on air, you can do so on WCBM's Facebook page for sure. I did want to mention, because we were talking before the break about juveniles being out of control, I did want to mention, thank you, Mike, for calling in. I understand that some kids, you know, look, meanwhile, Mike, in Anne Arundel County, it looks like you're beating the odds, right? You got six, did he say six, five girls? Only one of them out of control. That's pretty good. Look, you're good. It happens. It does happen. I understand it. And I know you're saying that parents should not be held accountable. But let me rephrase that. Let me go back and say, these kids that are committing these violent acts, they're usually repeat offenders. Okay? And if this continues to happen over and over again, and like you said, you know, the kids do need to be held accountable. But if, you know, at the same time, some of these kids, they're kind of out here raising themselves, right? Not all these parents are good parents like you are, Mike. And some of these parents don't care. And then some of these parents actually egg on, you know, their kids and provoke some of these situations as well. I know it sounds sick and twisted, but it's happening. And so I do think in some cases that kids should be held accountable. And that's just kind of what I feel about it. And I know we disagree. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Because like we've had conversations like that one. We were talking about the breaking news out of LaGuardia Airport. In case you did not hear it over the commercial break we recently just had, it sounds like, you know, out of 41 people taken to the hospital. Again, this is a plane crash between the Air Canada plane and the fire truck at LaGuardia Airport. The pilot and co-pilot were tragically killed there at the scene. Now, we didn't hear anything about whoever was driving the fire truck. I'm still waiting for that information to be released. I would think that they would have been, you know, critically injured as well, if not killed. But we did not hear about any more fatalities as of yet. Just so you know, 32 people now reported. 32 people have been released from the hospital following the crash. It still looks like LaGuardia Airport's on time to reopen at 2 p.m., but we'll see if that happens. Also, we were talking to Delegate Kathy Schlega, Delegate Ryan Araki. It's crossover day there in Annapolis. We were talking about the tampon bill. That's right, putting tampons in men's rooms and so many other things that are coming up there in Annapolis. And, you know, it's got to be very hard to be a Republican up there. I mean, you're really just kind of like fighting against, you know, the current. Like, you know, it's like your bills don't really, you know, have a whole lot of weight unless you work across the aisle. And I think that's why Delegate Ryan Araki has been working with Senator Carl Jackson as much as possible, because otherwise you don't get a lot of your bills through. And then on the flip side of it, you got Senator Carl Jackson. Now he's getting a hard time from his Democrat colleagues. And they're basically saying, well, if you want to be a Republican, just be a Republican. But he's not a Republican. Right? I mean, he voted for the Reparations Commission, which I will still never get over, but, you know, it is what it is. But he's not a Republican at all. It's just that some of these bills, and he'll tell you, it's just a lot of these bills lack common sense. And he's also one of those Democrats that's on the front line in making sure juveniles are held accountable for crime and violence. And we do appreciate that. That does not make him a Republican. I can guarantee you he's not a Republican. Anyways. We're talking about all that. In just a second here, I want to just read to you what they have in Maryland Matters as far as HHS investigating 13 states, forcing insurers to cover abortion. And we'll get into that in just a second. Right now, I've got my friend Lucy in Bel Air. Lucy, we're talking about juvenile crime. The 11-year-old was arrested. What say you on this one?
A lot of people don't ever talk about the very young ones, but I think the very young ones are there just because they're siblings of older kids that are also doing it. I think they just bring their little brother or sister with them.
You know what, Lucy? You're probably right about that, right? It's always a little the tag along, and they're in that situation. I guess for that, you know, Lucy, do you think that 11-year-old should be held accountable to the fullest extent, or should they adjust?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, because otherwise they're going to be on the wrong track. They're just going to do what their older sibling does. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this before you go, Lucy. Do you think parents should be held accountable?
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, see, that's how I feel, especially when it's a repeat juvenile offender.
Get those pictures on the TV or something.
Yeah. No, trust me. Yeah. They would not like that. Lucy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, see, I'm for that, too. And I will take, you know, Mike into consideration. I'll say, okay, if they are a repeat offender, if they are a repeat a juvenile offender, because it really is. At some point, I've got to shame you for being, you know, this parent. And I understand what were we listening to over the commercial break there, Brian, the producer? Some girl lit her grandmother's house on fire or something because she wouldn't allow her to use the car or something like that. First and foremost, I didn't know girls were so out of control. Times are different. Like, usually you hear stuff like this with little boys, but little girls, you don't usually hear this. Now, teenage girls, I know that's a different beast right there. And look, I was the only girl, middle child. I was not an angel. My mother will confirm I was the problem kid. I was a problem kid, you know, and not so much the problem as in, you know, they weren't sure if I was going to be, you know, making it home. Like, I was very responsible. I had a lot of responsibilities, right, as a middle child. I think I told you guys, I pretty much had to raise my younger brother, or latchkey kids. My younger brother, he was a problem in a different way, where he liked to do stuff that had, like, the adrenaline rush to it. So he was always breaking bones and stuff, jumping off stuff, right? And it's just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, right? And then here I am. I'm tasked with keeping him safe. And I'm like, Ma, no, you don't understand. Corey, he climbed up there on his own. I said multiple times, get off of that thing, right? And then he jumps down, breaks his collarbone and his arm. And, you know, he thinks he's a Ninja Turtle. I don't know. So you have kids like that, too, that's just doing stuff, right? I don't look at them as, like, the bad kids. And you know what? It makes me think, remember they had the mace that was on the school bus last week? And somebody sprayed the pepper spray and some kids found it at the bus stop. See, that's what, when I heard that situation, I thought about my little brother. That's something he would do. He would pick up a pepper spray bottle and bring it on the bus and try to figure out how to use it on the bus. That's something he would do. I don't look at that as a bad kid. I look at that as a kid that's not making the best choices, right? Right? This kid needs a little guidance, but he's not bad, you know? Now, it was awful because some of the kids had to be sent to the hospital after he sprayed the pepper spray on the bus. But it sounded like he didn't spray it at anybody. He was really trying to see how it worked, which is, again, some kids are like that. But anyways, I digress here. But I do feel as though that parents shouldn't be held accountable. When your kid is constantly getting in trouble and they're constantly being picked up by the police, I mean, at that point, it's neglect. Like, well, how is it you don't know where your kid is at 10 o'clock at night? All right, I'll go to the phone lines here. I've got Brad in Annapolis. Brad, did you want to weigh in on something going on in Annapolis?
Yes, I do. I do the appraisal business, and the Black Caucus just took a new bill, SB 477, and decided that 5 years wasn't enough time to make a biased claim against an appraiser. They want to extend it to 12 years. And so they're having a vote this week. It's in the economic committee this week. I'm going to be weighing in. Basically, they used the PAVE, P-A-V-E, report, which looked at population and not an individual appraisal. And they would like to equate the same. They're incorrect in how they're doing it. So I just wanted to bring it forward. Here's another scenario that they've made a decision without getting the stakeholders to weigh in. We have one day. Thursday we're doing it. You can sign up Tuesday to talk about it. And it's the bum's rush.
It's Senate Bill 477. Is that what you said?
Senate Bill 477. That's appraisal bias legislation. I was on the governor's task force for that issue, and we had made recommendations. They've ignored most of them, glossed over, and they want to. We put things in place, and they want to pretend it's not enough. So that's that. And coming back to your previous, I had one daughter exactly like that who absolutely, if you said, don't climb the fence, you'd turn around, she'd be over the fence.
Yeah.
And on and on and on. And unfortunately, she passed because she progressed into the drug world past a certain point. So I agree with you. You have to be as strict as possible, but as loving in order to prevent those things from happening. I have five children total, so I know four of them didn't have that issue. So sometimes it's just disconnect that kids have.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss, Brad. I am so sorry. I appreciate you calling in about Senate Bill 477. I'll look into it, and then hopefully other people will check it out as well. But you're right.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Some kids, you know, it's just, it's a different, some of them are just different, and they need a different upbringing, and I know it is tough, but you're right. We got to get it very early on. Brad, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Also, on that same topic, I got Chris in Middle River. Hey, Chris. When it comes
to juveniles,
how are you?
I'm good. I hope your Monday's going well. I just wanted to comment on the, I guess I came late to the party on this conversation, but it's a wide consensus that adults should be held accountable, especially if their kids are repeat. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen just working in law enforcement, just knowing that, like, seeing how in our juvenile justice system, how many times a kid is a repeat offender. I recall one time early in my career, I had a situation where, long story short, four kids were running across the street and they were trying to make it to school. The littlest one, following his brothers, you know, gets hit by a car. And luckily, I mean, fortunately, he survived and the lady stopped and everything. But here comes, you know, the school knew who these kids were and they knew how to contact mom. Here comes mom driving up looking like she just woke up or whatever in a Ford Explorer Expedition. So I'm sitting there going, like, if your kids are catching the bus, running from the bus stop, the MTA bus, to get to school, and they're going and they're just, you know, running across the street, across busy traffic, and you have the capability of taking your kids to school, why are you not taking your kids to school? It's the parent, I think it's the syndrome of the parent wanting to be the friend or the parents not wanting to have responsibility. It just, you see it time and time again. And I think we should bring back, like, the truancy group, you know, when they're going and out and trying to find these kids, they're just skipping school and bringing back to school. Enough is enough. There should not be a chance where, you know, the taxpayers is paying for the school system and the kid only has to show up one time out of the whole entire year. It's not, this is madness. And then we talk about, oh, we care about the future of our children. It's insanity right now.
Yeah, Chris, great points. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that that kid was okay. But you're right. There are a lot of parents out there that just don't want the responsibility once the kids arrive. Thank you, Chris, so much. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's a problem. Now, of course, on the flip side, you got the other parents that try their darndest. And, you know, sometimes the kid still doesn't listen. I will say this. Not that I was a bad kid, but, I always refer to us like the Alvin and the Chipmunks. Remember that show? All right. So, there was three of us. And Simon, the older brother, right? He's, you know, with the glasses. And my older brother, he's a chemical engineer, worked on drones. He's a lot like Simon, you know. And then my younger brother, he was always in the kitchen. He thought he could cook. He kind of, you know, and then he was all over the place. He was like Theodore, okay? And then there's me, right? And then, you know, we would refer to me as Alvin. And it's not that I was trouble. I was just, you know, always out there doing stuff, right? Because I don't know, maybe it was an ADD situation. Or maybe I was bored. I don't know. But, you know, your kid gets into stuff. But if they have a strong foundation, your kid will always remember the foundation. And your kid will figure it out, right? And that usually happens. Now, not all of the time. Not all of the time, but a lot, most times, you know, your kid does figure it out, even when they venture off on the wrong path, if you give them that strong foundation. But if they don't have the foundation, then yes, they don't, you know, there's nothing to come back to. And then they're out there. But I'm glad we had that conversation. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the permits in Baltimore City. Michelle in Westminster, I know you said that you will call in and weigh in. I hope you do at 11:35 a.m. We'll get right into that conversation if you want to keep the number handy. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Now, real quick before you go, did you know Town Appliance in Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you can only imagine. From basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. And of course, they have 70-plus brands to choose from. And in my experience with Mayer, and he is absolutely wonderful, he is so helpful and happy to answer any questions you may have. Now, that's whether you're browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. So all you have to do is go in there. And it's a great time to stop in. And then also, if you want to check out their website before you head down, I suggest you do that because they have a little bit of a contest right now. TownAppliance.com. Look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine. Good luck to you.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Previously on Casey and Company.
And Blue City's led by Blue Democrats. Doesn't matter what city it is. Their ideology is ancient. It's wrong. It's not going to fix anything. And that's the reason why we need to root out the fraud and pay back the American taxpayers.
We have been ripped off, not by just foreign countries, but by our own country, by both parties taking money and spending it to addict people to government.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company. Weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, that was a great conversation. I want to go back to the question of the day, if I could, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. WCBM.com is where you can find the poll question. We also have it in the app as well. It was a very simple question today. Do you believe it is a good idea to staff unfunded TSA positions with ICE agents? Yes or no? Those were your options. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Let's get back down into the results here, and let's see what you guys think. 96% of you say yes. Send ICE on it. And 4% of you say no, it's not a good idea. Of course, I say yes, it's a great idea. You know what? I hope it pushes Senator Chuck Schumer and friends to fund TSA, to fund DHS in general, and to stop playing these games. I know they hate ICE, right? They think ICE is the boogeyman. It's the ICE agents are so bad. And so maybe, possibly, because they don't want ICE agents in the airports, especially, well, think about the airports in Texas, like in Mission, Texas, where they fly everybody, you know, from the border. They've got their little papers. I told you, I saw that up close and personal when I went down to visit the Rio Grande. I guarantee you they do not want ICE agents in Mission, Texas. And so we shall see what happens. But I would think that this is pushing Democrats to make the move. So thank you so much for weighing in. Also, I did tell you about the Maryland Matters article. And if you guess that Maryland is one of the states on the list, you are correct. HHS is investigating 13 states that require insurers to cover abortions. Maryland reportedly among states being looked at for policies that coerce providers contrary to conscience, is what they're saying. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Thursday announced that the investigation will require that requires health insurance plans to cover abortion care. Now, I don't even know what abortion care is. I guess, is that the abortion itself? What is abortion care? Anyways, in a news release, the agency said the investigation is based on allegations that the states are coercing health care entities to provide coverage of abortion contrary to conscience and in violation of a federal law known as the Weldon Amendment. Okay, so they're saying there's a federal law in the books that would prohibit we insurance payers here in Maryland for having to cover abortion care, quote unquote, which is, again, I still don't even know what the heck that is. All right, so I would assume they're talking about the abortion itself. So, of course, you've got reproductive rights advocates say it's a tactic to make abortion harder to access in states that have fortified protections. So, of course, they're fighting back against it. But this is heating up. Just wanted to go ahead and put this on your plate, on your radar. Again, HHS to investigate 13 states that requires insurers to cover abortions. And Maryland is, in fact, one of those states. So we'll continue to watch and see what goes on there. I don't know why we would be on the hook covering abortions. We weren't laying there, you know. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's right. And, you know, if you're many of these individuals, of course, that are pro-life and you know, and of course, this goes against your religion. It goes everything against that you believe in. Why should you be covering abortions for people? You shouldn't. You shouldn't. So if this goes against this this federal law, the Weldon Amendment, then hey, you know what? Good on the Trump administration for getting to the bottom of this. And I'm sure there are many pro-life advocates listening to the show that are happy to hear this as well. So we'll keep our eye on it. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into the Baltimore vacants and how they've been sitting there and how it's so difficult for permits. And I also wanted to just note there's a couple of different things. I know you guys heard about Robert Mueller. He did die. Mueller. Did I say it right? Mueller? Mueller. Brian, the producer. Paging. Mueller. Okay, we'll say Mueller. Okay, Robert Mueller did die. And of course, if you guys could imagine, President Trump put a Truth Social post out there, and a lot of people got very upset about the post. Here's what I'll say, because I'll read it when we get back. But here's what I'll say. You know what? They got upset about this post, and they got upset because who else died where he was, like, not so nice? It was somebody else that died recently where he wasn't so nice. Was it Rob Reiner? Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. You're right. But not only that. Here's what I'll say. He was so kind and so nice when Reverend Jesse Jackson died. And what did anybody say about that on the other side? Nothing. Crickets. They said nothing. So here he's got a situation where he was nice and was very polite. He says, Reverend Jesse Jackson, I knew the guy. He was a good guy. You know, good man. He fought hard. Right? And then nobody says anything. But as soon as he says something they don't like, then it's, boom, we're going to pounce on him. Anyways, we'll talk about that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is holding off on his initial threat to obliterate Iranian power plants. He says talks with Iran have been productive, so he's pushing back the deadline 5 days to allow the talks to continue. Two pilots dead following a crash last night on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The airport is closed. An Air Canada regional jet had just landed from Montreal when it crashed into a fire truck, crushing the plane's nose, and dozens of people were hurt. Police in London investigating a suspected anti-Semitic hate crime attack after four vehicles belonging to a Jewish ambulance service were set on fire and no one was injured. On Wall Street, the Dow is up just over 1,000 points, a gain of more than 2%. The Nasdaq ahead 482 and the S&P is up 128 points. More details, SRNNews.com.
Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Birdie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Birdie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Final exhibition game for the O's today as they travel the Beltway to D.C. They'll take on the Nats at 1:05 this afternoon. Shane Boz will spin it for Baltimore one day after Kyle Bradish tuned up for the season.
Strike three with a high running two-seamer to James Wood. 97 for Bradish, who starts off this exhibition game in midseason form.
Indeed he did. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 5 1/3 shutout for the hard-throwing right-hander. 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. Burns belt 3 homers en route to an 8-1 win over the Nats. A sidebar, MLB.com ranking the top 10 lineups in Major League Baseball. Dodgers 1, Yankees 2, Blue Jays 4, Orioles 7. But the big news in these parts is the demotion of Dean Kramer to AAA.
It's important to us that we keep our starters lengthened out, up and running, and prepared to start because we've got a very long season ahead of us. And I'm positive that we're going to need more than 5. So this was the maneuver that we landed on after extensive discussion. So
Kramer had spent the last 4 seasons in Baltimore, winning 40 games for the Birds. Not spectacular, but certainly reliable. Manager Albernez on the conversation.
Every time you have these conversations with the players, it's tough. In Dean's case, absolutely. Dean handled it like a pro.
Meanwhile, former Terps head coach Kevin Willard, now Villanova's problem, with an in-game comment over the weekend that has gone viral.
I'm going to fire my staff because we...
Not now.
Yeah, I am, because we've given up 8 points on underneath out-of-bounds defense. So the only thing I'm going to do is fire them and get a new staff.
Willard made the comment on CBS during Villanova's round one loss to Utah State. And finally, on the ice yesterday in D.C., Caps playoff chances dealt another blow by the Avalanche, but the D.C. crowd saw another milestone from Alex Ovechkin.
Michael for Hudson. Good look. Strome. And Ovechkin fires. He scores! Ovechkin on the power play. 1,000 goals combined, regular season and playoffs.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. 1K for the Great 8. Colorado would take it in overtime, 3-2, the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, how you feeling about them O's? And that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures will be cooler for your Monday afternoon. We'll see partly cloudy skies, breezy to windy conditions as that cold front has moved off toward the east. Highs will mainly be in the 50s. We're going to wake up cold on Tuesday morning back into the 30s, but only about 51 for your high on Tuesday before we warm back up by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
You like the way that sounds?
All right. So we're going to get into these permits in Baltimore City. Real quick, you know what? So my dog, Stassi, she had like an abscess or whatever on her bum area. It happens every once in a while. She's a Yorkie poodle. And it looks like it looks red. So I'm afraid that it's getting infected. So, of course, I'm looking to see where the animal hospital is that's open right now on a Monday. So I can run her over there when I get off work. Well, meanwhile, I'm looking at this situation. And the Eastern Animal Hospital, right here on the contact page, it wants you to know that they are LGBTQ plus friendly. You know what? I never asked my dog if she was gay. I didn't. It slipped my mind. What kind of parent am I? Sheesh. Stassi's what, 13 years old now? I never asked if she was a lesbian. You know, this is the world we're living in. All right. I saw that. I had to share because that's just ridiculous. I'm going to find a different place to go to, obviously. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the Baltimore vacant situation. As we know that there are permit issues across Baltimore, Michelle Westminster, if you could call in, that'd be great. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I do have some audio to play as well. There's a gentleman that has been trying to flip a vacant for 3 years, and the city is in the way. And he's, you know, there's all these fees, and he's got to keep up the property. All this stuff is going on, and he still cannot flip it because of the permit situation. Take a listen.
See, I can't do nothing to the builder. I can't touch the front. You see how it look?
Devontae Teal has been waiting 3 years for a permit to develop this vacant, condemned property on Monroe Street in West Baltimore.
And I'm still waiting, as of now, just to get the permits for the building. I can't do no work on it. You see how it is? I can't touch it until further notice. So other than that, it's just stuck as condemned.
He purchased the building in 2023, hoping to turn it into a restaurant and lounge. He waited several months for a zoning hearing and then had to get the zoning renewed 2 years later because his permit still hadn't come through.
I hope something changed around here because there's been a lot of, you can't do nothing.
Permitting delays are a long-standing problem in Baltimore and can be a major obstacle to fixing up a vacant property or starting a business. While Mayor Brandon Scott's office says the system has improved over the past year, others say it's gotten worse.
This is a major initiative.
Last year, Scott launched an initiative called Be More Fast that was supposed to make it easier to get a permit. Creating a new permit czar and launching a comprehensive online portal. But 1 year later, Be More Fast isn't producing the fast results it promised, according to City Council President Zeke Cohen.
Residents have been frustrated, developers have been frustrated, businesses have been frustrated, and as the president of the Baltimore City Council, it is simply unacceptable to have this much muddle within our permitting system.
Cohen pointed to challenges with the city's new Acela system. Some users say it's not going so well.
And then right now, it's nearly impossible to do everything online.
That's Will Bauer, better known as Lou Catelli, who's been helping people expedite permits over the past 12 years. His proposed solution?
A steel cage, lock me in the room with the people who designed the Acela system who can make the corrections. That's it. It's very simple.
The waiting can be costly. Teal said he's spent around $100,000 so far. That includes the property purchase, taxes, ground rent, and keeping things clean to avoid city fines. Meanwhile, his building sat empty and dilapidated, with rats digging tunnels into the neighboring house, and the city sending Teal a violation letter ordering him, among other things, to get a permit.
You can't really do much, so they start sending you these fines in the mail. You can start getting fined, but there's nothing you can do. I can't really do too much, because if I start doing stuff, y'all start fining me for doing stuff. But I had no permit. You know what I'm saying?
A spokesperson from Mayor Scott's office said while they understand the permitting concerns, the overall data shows they are getting permits out more quickly than before.
Yeah, sure. Sure they are. Do you hear this? Devontae Teal. So you got a black man in a black city run by black people, and yet he's been waiting for 3 years for the permitting. Now, we had Councilman Mark Conway on the show. He came here in studio and he talked to us about redlining, right? He talked to us about why it's so difficult for black people to get ahead in Baltimore City, and it's because of a white man that I don't know if he even exists, but a white man that is redlining and redlined so many years ago, so many decades ago. That's not the problem. Councilman Mark Conway and friends, that's not the problem. It's Baltimore City itself. It's Baltimore City and the black people running the city. Okay? This man has been waiting 3 years. Now, if you look at the picture, again, this is on Fox 45's website. If you're familiar with Monroe Street and where this guy is, first and foremost, I mean, you couldn't even pay me to stand out there, okay? You can't even pay me. Oh, it's a scary neighborhood. Okay, but this guy, he's standing in front of this row home, and it's, you know, graffiti everywhere. I guess somebody at some point in time painted it red, and I can't even tell what's going on this thing, but he's right. If he does anything to it, he will get fined because he doesn't have a permit to do anything to it. Yet, he's getting fines because he's not keeping the property up. But keeping the property up would, you know, mean that he has to do something to it. So no matter what he does, he's going to get fined. Meanwhile, all this guy wants to do, all that Devontae Teal wants to do, is to flip it. It's a condemned property, again, on Monroe Street in West Baltimore. Like I said, I know exactly where this is. Ridge Hill and North Monroe Street. I mean, it looks disgusting. It's always looked disgusting over there. The fact that you have anybody, Baltimore City, the fact that you have anybody over there that wants to do something with this, you should be thankful and grateful. yet you were holding this man up. Now, mind you, we hear all the time, like I said, it's all about racism, right? The system is racist. Everything's racist. We have had our friend Caroline. She's called the show because she flips scroll homes over there in West Baltimore as well. And she talks about the permitting process. She talks about how difficult it is. It doesn't matter who you are. And here's what I think it is. I believe that Baltimore City, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, 410-WCBM-680, I believe that Baltimore City doesn't want the average man to flip homes in the city. I think they're just fine with some of these row homes sitting dilapidated. I think that they rather have some big corporation or big business come in and buy up, you know, 8 to 9 blocks in that West Baltimore area, demolish everything, and then turn it into an area where there's either warehouses or what have you. I don't think they want to deal with it. And I think there's other obstacles there. Many people will talk about it on the streets. I don't know how true it is, but other obstacles there is saying, you know, the city government also works with the street government, if you know what I mean, and they decide which blocks are going to be flipped and which homes are going to be flipped. Now, whether there's truth to that or not, I don't know. But I can see how something like that could happen, especially there on Monroe Street in West Baltimore. If you know what I mean by the street government. I think you guys know what I mean. You're not dumb. Here's the thing. Devontae Teal, first and foremost, thank you for trying. Thank you, Fox, for going out there and talking to this guy. But, you know, it's so interesting because here you got Council President Zeke Cohen, who says that this is a problem, yet he's the council president. I mean, he's been on city council for quite some time. And he says, oh, I acknowledge that the permitting system is, you know, it has all these obstacles. And, you know, this is Cohen. He says he described the permitting system as a discombobulated mess with too many different actors, saying it would be a really good idea to consolidate them into one office. Again, he's the council president. He's the chair of the Board of Estimates Committee. Like, this guy, if there's anybody to push this through, it would be Zeke Cohen. But he's like, he's sitting on the sideline like he's just watching it like, you know, like us, like a spectator, right? Like a taxpayer that can't do anything about it. He's the council president. This goes, this is the problem with Baltimore City. There's other things at play here. And it isn't racism. It isn't some boogeyman white man keeping everybody down. That's not what's going on here. There are other obstacles in the city. Now, we talked about David Bramble earlier, right? He's going to supposedly flip the entire Inner Harbor, which is currently in receivership. I don't know if you guys saw the report with the Renaissance Hotel. Did you guys see that went into foreclosure? And then the bank bought it for, like, you know, not even half of what it was worth once upon a time. The whole thing is a mess. It's a disaster. The Democrats have successfully run a major metropolitan city into the ground. And then they sit around and they blame things like redlining and white people. It's a joke. It's a circus. Here you have a black man. And you know what, Devontae? And you're probably going to get some backlash for speaking out. Let's be honest. Because as soon as you go to the press, especially Fox 45, they want to make your life hell. So Devontae, he's been waiting for 3 years. And guess what? He's probably going to have to wait another 3 years for saying anything. Because that's what they do in the city. They retaliate. And it's a shame. But this is what you're dealing with. You've got black people holding other black people down. And until everybody wants to come together and have this tough conversation within the black community, we're going to continue to sit in the same spot. And Baltimore City will still look like a mess. Nobody's coming in to buy million-dollar condos at the Inner Harbor. No one's doing it. This is going to be the biggest boondoggle of them all. And when you talk about this Inner Harbor being flipped by David Bramble, we saw the renderings. We saw the blueprint. They want high-rise condos, still no career opportunities, no high-end schools, nothing that anybody would say, wow, I really want to live there. Wow, I will spend $1 million to live there. They've got nothing like that on the blueprint. Terrible. Terrible. And then they'll still sit around saying, oh, vote blue no matter who. Right? Kwesi Infume, what has he been complaining about lately? He's been at that Baltimore ICE facility with all the other nut jobs. Meanwhile, he's the congressman for Baltimore City, the 7th District. What has that man done? He's been there since May of 2020, for the second time around, mind you. What has he done? Ridiculous. And then the guy running against him, Mark Conway, he's talking about racism and redlining. Those are your options, Baltimore. Dumb and dumber. Oh, terrible. Well, speaking of Zeke Cohen, I wanted to play this audio for you as well. I actually agree with Zeke on this one, but I want you to put this in perspective of Devontae Teal. Here we're talking about this black man that's been waiting for 3 years to get his permit to flip this vacant on the end of Monroe Street. But I want you to take a listen to what the other issue is in the city from Zeke Cohen. Take a listen.
The Baltimore City Council president is also addressing smoke shops in Baltimore as residents and leaders alike raise concerns over crime happening around those smoke shops. Fox 45's Keith Daniels joins us live after he spoke with the council president today. Keith.
Lakai Council President Zeke Cohen is calling this proliferation of these illegal smoke shops across the city a, quote, public emergency. And with that, he's taking aim at the issue with new legislation. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen, along with Councilman Antonio Glover, out front Friday with a new bill. Proposed legislation that would give Baltimore City Police the power to padlock what Cohen is calling illegal and unsafe smoke shops across Baltimore.
We don't want to just slap on a $5,000 fine. We want to shut you down if you continue to violate our communities.
So riddle me this one, Batman. How is it you got these smoke shops popping up all over the place, all over the city, right? Flipping these row homes and stuff like that. You got them popping up, and many of them owned by foreigners, right? But you got a black man like Devontae Teal sitting on the corner of Monroe Street trying to flip a vacant for and can't get the permit for 3 years. How the hell does this happen? Right? How does this happen? See, that's what I'm saying. Some of this is intentional, and I wish I was smart enough to understand all the players and everything that's going on in here. I bet, you know what? I bet Darren Muhammad would get it to the bottom of it for me. But this doesn't make any sense. Now, I agree with them on the smoke shops. I think the smoke shops are a problem. They're a problem by my house. So I actually agree with Zeke Cohen and Antonio Glover on that one. Got some callers here. Somebody that is anonymous. Anonymous, you want to weigh in? Debbie, hi. Debbie, you want to weigh in?
Hi, yeah, how are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, I wanted to find out where we're getting the money for all these tampons.
Yeah. Debbie,
we're broke.
You know, they're going to find it somehow, I guess, Debbie. I don't know. They're probably just going to tax us more.
Well, I was thinking, my thoughts on that are that they're trying to do the LBG chew thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's for them? I don't know.
It's supposedly for them, but I've never seen a girl that has transitioned go into the men's room, so I don't know what they're doing. But you're right, Debbie. We don't have the money for it. Thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great week.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Of course, you know that was a conversation earlier. In case you missed it, we were talking about the tampons in boys' rooms. That's probably going to pass. I hate to say it, unless the Senate puts their foot down. I got my friend Raymond in Rosedale. Raymond, you know you can get a smoke shop up in the city, but you can't flip a row home. How does that happen?
It's a hell of a mess. I have a house in the city, and I tried to get some work done, and the contractor's just too much paperwork to go through, and I'm not guaranteed how to get the work done. I need some work done on my house so that I can rent it, and I got fined $1,000 because I didn't have my hedges cut, trimmed down, because I had to wait for somebody to do it, and they charged me $1,000 housing, and I tried to call them, and of course nobody ever calls you back.
Wow.
It's Raymond, a hell of a mess trying to do things with the city.
Yeah.
These smoke shops are a mess. Our neighborhood association, when they started, was screaming about these shops since 2017. I'm going to go that far. And nobody on the council or the state would do anything about it. Now it's an emergency because somebody came in there with some fentanyl and some marijuana? Really?
Right. It's wild, isn't it? Now it's an emergency. Well, Raymond, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you as always.
You're welcome. Take it easy.
Thanks. You too. Yeah, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. But this, it doesn't make any sense. Devontae Teal waiting 3 years for a permit to flip a vacant on the end of Monroe where people don't even hang out. Yet the smoke shops are popping up all over the place. Stay right there.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC. Registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you spell Chuck Norris in Scrabble, you win forever. The flu gets a Chuck Norris shot every year. The dinosaurs looked at Chuck Norris the wrong way once. You know what happened to them. Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball. Chuck Norris once shot down an enemy plane with his finger by yelling bang. Some kids pee their name in the snow. Chuck Norris can pee his name in concrete. Yeah!
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, looks like tomorrow we'll be talking about these two adults and a teen that were arrested after a shooting in East Baltimore. Brand new story dropping. Very interesting one indeed. We were talking about the vacant homes in Baltimore City. The permitting is still so hard. And unfortunately, you have people that have been waiting at least 3 years to get the permits. And yet they're still paying all the fees and the fines as well with the property. We're also talking about the smoke shops and how Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen wants them to be pushed out of the city, which, you know what, I agree. I got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Shalom. By the way, go Orioles in the regular season open against Minnesota this coming Thursday afternoon. The point is with these smoke shops, the liquor stores and all that are supposedly governed under a liquor board and all that. So how come we do not have a similar smoke shop board governing smoke shops that sell vaping and who knows what they have in there? Plus the fact there's one smoke shop actually on North Avenue, one block east of North Charles Street, that actually is called the Smoke Bank, because the building used to be a little bank at one point. So it's called the Smoke Bank. But I'm not advertising it. I wouldn't go in there to exchange quarters. You know what I mean? So the point is, smoking actually has much more deadly effect. The alcohol usually affects only the individual themselves unless they're driving. But smoking everywhere, I can't stand secondhand smoke. I have a respiratory problem. So I believe if they're going to keep if they can't eliminate the smoke shop or smoke bank, can they at least have a board to govern them? Or what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a great idea, Mark, and I bet they're not going to be able to eliminate them altogether. They're asking for them to be padlocked, but I think your idea makes more sense. It's something that we can possibly get through. Thank you for weighing in.
You too, and shalom. Okay,
thank right, you. Bye-bye. Have a good one. That's a great idea. I guess you saw them more after the bill passed and marijuana was legal here in the state of Maryland. And now they're just really taking advantage of it. But, you know, you shouldn't have these smoke shops popping up. And then you've got people like Devontae Teal, who's been waiting their whole life to, you know, flip a vacant on the corner of Monroe, trying to do the right thing in the neighborhood. It's like, you know, here's this guy is. He's trying to build up his neighborhood. Can't even do it. Spent his money in purchasing this row home. Can't even do it because the city's in the way. All right, Robert Mueller, he did die over the weekend. Condolences to his family and his loved ones. But a lot of people are talking about President Trump's True Social post after the death. He says, Robert Mueller, just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. President Donald J. Trump. Now, that is pretty blunt, and a lot of people were not happy with the way that he said that. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Reverend Jesse Jackson passed, and he said something really nice, and nobody seemed to have a problem with it. Now, Stephen A. Smith, he says, see, this is the BS I'm talking about. This is a disgusting thing coming from our commander-in-chief, especially about a veteran and a Purple Heart recipient. It's a damn shame. But again, Stephen A. Smith, when President Trump said great things about Reverend Jesse Jackson, Stephen A. Smith was nowhere to be found. Wes Moore also had something to say. Of course he did, right? He says, we honor Robert Mueller, a decorated Marine, Bronze Star recipient, and lifelong public servant who lived a life of courage and sacrifice. His legacy reminds us what it means to serve something greater than ourselves. Rest in eternal glory. That's from Governor Wes Moore. So, of course, if Donald Trump says something, Wes Moore has to follow it up. You know how that guy is. All right. Just wanted to share that with you. And also the replica of Columbus statue, will be placed at the White House. Remember that statue went into the water there off of little edge of Little Italy. And the rioters tried to get their way, but now the replica will be right at the White House. So congratulations to all our Italian Americans. All right, tomorrow we have lots more to talk about for sure. Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show as always. And I hope you guys join me tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.